gentlemen, start your engines.
Oh, looks like a race car. I bet it's quick.
Check 1-2. Check 1-2. I don't know if the mics are up, Jim, because I didn't get. Brandon usually gives me a signal of some kind.
Oh, he does. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Make up.
You
want to
start? Should we start over?
Make this the signal.
Hey, no, don't do that.
What? What?
Mark made the upside down okay sign.
What? No, I didn't.
Busted.
What's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios for the Monday show. It's the Drew and Mike show with me, Mark, and Jim Bentley is filling in. As we're trying to get Jim to learn the ropes so he can produce any or all of the Red Shovel Network shows. And Brandon was here. And it was optional, too. It was like he could have had the day off. But he came in, and then he scurried out of here because Kristen was... I don't want to say how he described Kristen's illness, but it didn't sound like something she would want people to know.
No.
So
some people said that there might have been tub and a toilet in action, which... It's going around right now.
Toilet in a tub.
Wow.
I didn't say it.
It's more than I wanted to say.
People said it. I'm not playing the drop.
Okay,
he's very disturbed and worried. As
yeah,
he should
no,
be.
He was, yeah. He was. He is so easily rattled. Not that he shouldn't be rattled over this, but, I mean, Brandon does get rattled.
Buzzkill Brandon? Yeah.
So today, Trump, that's him at the Daytona 500. They had a flyover. The crowd went wild.
It's great.
Then they had, he did his interview down on the field.
Yeah.
The track.
The infield, Drew. Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is called the infield.
In auto racing?
And then he did his, gentlemen, start your engines. Then he did a lap in the presidential limo. First time a president's ever done it. What a piece of trivia that is. And he acted like he was going to drive, but they never showed the driver.
They did on one turn. It didn't look like him. I was hoping it'd be him with a helmet on and that, you know, his typical suit with a bunch of advertisements on it.
I couldn't believe that he, because didn't he say, should we watch the interview? I thought the interview was fantastic.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
He was so geeked for this thing.
Yeah. They made a big deal, too, like how this all came together. I said, really? It probably came together with him going, I want to drive.
Daytona 500. I want to go down there.
Now, is he...
A really nice response from the crowd, I'm sure.
Is he staying down there for the race, or is he flying to the NBA All-Star game and he's going to shoot free throws or something at halftime?
I don't know.
What, is that not his crowd? You don't think he could show up at the NBA All-Star game?
Chicago's mega country, right?
Yeah, that's right, according to Smollett.
I think the NHL All-Star game might be a little better suited
maybe
for this president. Maybe.
But the NBA game's tonight. He could do both. He could be a Sporgy, a doubleheader.
You know what's funny? You just said Chicago. Is it in Chicago this year?
I thought so.
Because honestly, that's how out of tune I am with these All-Star games. It doesn't mean anything to me.
To any All-Star game. Baseball's still something different. The All-Star game for baseball.
Yeah, I like the baseball because you see pitchers from one league and hitters from another league, and they don't generally interact that much.
Yeah.
But
hockey and basketball, ugh.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl's the worst.
Pro Bowl is horrible, and they get ratings for that, which blows my mind.
Who watches that?
I guess people imagine. Do. I don't know. People watch the XFL. Didn't the XFL do killer ratings the first week?
Yeah, I bet you it bombs this week, though.
I bet it's down at least 30%.
At least,
is there
yes.
Is anybody find out about the Saturday games? Would they have that yet?
I can look it up in a second.
Okay.
I'm trying to
find 42%, 38%.
Yeah, that's those are the ratings that's president announcing. He loves ratings. He should announce the ratings when they come
every
out.
Week. Yeah,
it's like a every day.
Like a fireside chat.
Yeah.
I have today's ratings.
The top 20 shows
in
the
week. We have such high ratings.
It really, I don't know why it makes me laugh, but it does.
Well, he does with CNN and Fox and MSNBC. He gives those ratings all the time.
But he thinks of ratings that I don't think about. And I'm always thinking about, gee, I wonder how many people are watching that. And he thinks about it three times as much as I do.
Well, there's no doubt the biggest ratings of today are
Daytona
500.
Yeah. This is a good call. And he will take credit for it, won't he?
He should. It's him.
and join our Jamie Little, who's with President Donald
Trump.
You know, I think she's losing the entire...
Of all the
audience.
Events that you can attend, why did you decide to come here today to the Great American Race?
It really is the Great American Race, and I look at this as almost a patriotism kind of thing. It's incredible. The people are incredible. We love the area. We love the state, and it's a very exciting. You know, I've been here four times before as a civilian, and now I'm in a different capacity.
The most powerful man in the world.
We love NASCAR, and we love the people of NASCAR.
And you mentioned you have been here before. The last time, though,
back in 2001. Seeing all the NASCAR people.
So what is it about NASCAR that you enjoy personally?
I think it's really the bravery of these people. I mean, these are very,
that seems like a gotcha question.
Things and everything, but it takes great courage.
Can't wait to hear from Melania.
Speed. It's really the technology. You look at what's happened just over the last 10 years with the cars. I love to see
what
it.
What are you talking about specifically?
Okay, so inquiring minds want to know.
Well, I'll translate for you, Drew.
If you ever get involved in NASCAR, it's like tasting a fine wine. Once you taste fine wine, you don't want the $3 stuff.
Hallelujah.
President, are you allowed to drive your own car?
Well, you know I'm not, but I think I'm going to really, right now, if I can, I'm going to hop into one of these cars and
if
I'm going to get into this race, if possible.
But he said he's not allowed
right,
to.
You hear, heard it here first.
Yeah, I love the idea.
Right, thank you for being here. Enjoy your time.
Great honor. Thank you. How do you change those tires so fast?
Driving in a circle? I mean, if he wanted to.
Come on, he knows his base. Good for him. It was fun. This was a fun, stupid, silly thing today.
I think it would have been 10 times as cool if he had driven around, rolled down the window, and been waving as he drove around.
Did a burnout in the beast.
That would have been
donuts.
50 times as cool.
And then just yank someone out of their car and actually join the race.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
He would be president for life if he did that.
He can do anything he wants. He's allowed to.
Don't let him hear that. He might try it.
He reminds us all the time. He's allowed to do it, whatever it is.
You know, it's interesting.
He didn't do it, but he's allowed to do it.
It's interesting that he refers to it as this patriotic thing. And I tell you what, when you can wrap the flag around something, I remember we had research, and I've seen this a few times in radio, and the last time they did research on symbols, mm-hmm. You know, whereas in the past, I think they would say, you know, how do you rate the American flag? Anyway, they had the picture of the American flag, and it was the highest symbol of anything. I mean, they had the Tigers logo, Lions, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Our pictures.
Red, white, and blue.
And the American flag was number one. So, and NASCAR does always have the perception of being America.
Yeah.
More so than anything, really, doesn't it?
Well, it used to be football until Colin Kaepernick ruined it.
What about baseball? I thought baseball was America's
pastime. It was the pastime. You know, I think ratings just so surpassed baseball that it's hard to call it that now. I mean, I still think of baseball is America's pastime, but it's just football. Some of you people watch football, college football.
Yeah. Well, that might be number one now, right? Don't you think?
It's my favorite.
If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
And I see Colin Kaepernick's got his memoir coming out. I've already ordered my advance copy. I can't wait.
Cool.
Why doesn't he play in
the
XFL?
A really very successful book.
I mean, well, because he wants a lot of money to do it, and they don't want to pay him a lot of money.
But they'd pay him a lot for an XFL player, wouldn't they?
Wouldn't he be laughed at if he played in the XFL? Wouldn't that be seen as a victory for the other side, as stupid as that sounds?
It seems like if there's a victory, it's him not playing at all.
Yeah, but it's his choice. Well, now it's his choice.
If he plays really well in the XFL, then people go, look how good he is. Yep. He's playing great.
But what if he plays poorly?
Well, then it's, you know.
Well, I haven't played in 2 years.
People will laugh at him.
Yeah.
By the way, not that I want to spend a lot of time in the XFL before I find out what the ratings were.
He doesn't work. I mean, he loves it. He loves it.
But I saw this thing trending on Twitter. McGloin benched at halftime for ripping team. And I thought, let me guess.
They interviewed
him right before halftime because they love talking to people during the game. And he said something that angered someone. Is that what happened?
I didn't know that. You're breaking news to me.
Oh, okay.
I never knew that.
I personally couldn't believe it was trending on Twitter. A person in an XFL game is trending on Twitter?
Was that one of those?
Oh, I give a rat's ass about Twitter.
Was that one of the personalized trends?
I don't know. It was at the very top.
Yeah, but I mean, you can set them for area, USA, or personalized based on what you've seen.
Think about who you're asking this question.
Yeah. I've never set mine, but I think it's
always.
Here you
go. Here's your answer.
Boy. Going here.
We need to change.
This team need to do on offense to get something going here.
We need to change the whole entire game plan at halftime.
What do you need to change about the game plan? What are you frustrated about?
First off, he's 5 of 13 for 32 yards and one interception. Yeah, so boy. That's benching justified right there.
What do you need to change about the game plan? What are you frustrated about?
There's just a lot going on right out now. It's embarrassing for us here as an offense. So a lot of things we want to fix and correct.
Thanks.
Wow. If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
I don't think it's fair of the XFL to make these guys talk to people, you know, right after a bad play and then actually judge their playing time on what they say.
I really hope this doesn't have a chilling effect on the XFL players in the in-game interviews.
That's kind of what I meant.
Yeah, well.
What, did the XFL then take it into the locker room and play it for the head coach?
They probably did.
The other team did.
They should air that, shouldn't they? Well, and we're taking the audio of Matt McGloin into the locker room to play it for the coach, and we're going to show you how he feels about it.
Did they take the audio of his interception, too? Let's see.
Led to the interception.
Yeah, just a poor decision on my part. Hey, we got to continue to push forward here. It's only a one-score game.
A lot of self-inflicted wounds. You seem to have a hard time getting your rhythm on offense. How do you fix that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, got to continue to push forward, operate the plays that are being called.
Well, these are powerful.
It starts with me.
Thanks, Matt.
Starts with me? Well, boy, your opinion changed in the next 9 minutes of game time.
That was powerful. I tell you, there's a lot of powerful stuff going around right now. We do have commercials, though, don't we?
Yes, they're in order.
Somehow I forgot.
Done.
And
you're going to blame me because Brandon's not here? You can blame me, Drew. I'll take it.
No, this is Mark's territory. It's my fault.
It's Mark's fault.
It's always my fault.
Let's talk.
I've learned things are always my fault.
Let's talk about, I don't bring home to work.
What? No, I'm talking about here.
Both.
Sure,
I'm talking about everywhere, man.
Lover's Lane has three ways to shop for all your sex essentials. 35 store locations. Loverslane.com and the all-new SexDrive.com. SexDrive.com features high-quality sex toys, vibrators, fun and exciting couples toys, and the most erotic apparel anywhere. Try something new in the bedroom. Check out SexDrive.com. Powered by Lover's Lane.
You like my vibrator?
And, God, I lost my train of thought. I was onto something here.
I know.
There's so many important things being talked about here with the XFL and the Daytona 500. And, of course, it's not a sports podcast. And do I call it sports when I read the open letter to the Michigan State new football coach?
Yeah, it's from a sports writer, right?
Yeah, it's pretty hard not to say it's sports, but it's really about more than sports, isn't it?
I can't wait to hear this because I saw it and I was like, I can't even read it. I can't do it.
It's terrible. Why doesn't this person just be the head coach? I mean, he's got it all down. He knows what it takes.
Isn't this just the most obvious thing? Did you read it?
Yes. Oh yeah. And I think he did write this on the toilet.
Can you scour the comments, by the way?
Gladly.
Thank you. Because there were no comments.
You know what's
when I first read it, and I thought, I don't know if I believe that.
What's really funny is I saw it, I read it online, and usually I'll print a story out if I think we're going to talk about it, but I said, this one's so dumb, I don't even think Drew's going to bring it up today.
No, I think this is one of, this falls in the dumb category that's worth talking about, because it's so dumb.
No, you're right.
But there's, it's kind of in between. Anyway, consider this a welcome letter, or a welcome back letter, because you weren't Michigan State once before in the late 90s.
Well, he wouldn't have known, Mel Tucker wouldn't know that.
No, I guess he might have forgotten.
Wait, did you start with the Dear Coach Mel Tucker part?
Oh.
He actually wrote, Dear Coach Mel Tucker.
He did. That was above the ad. Sorry about that.
And there are no comments.
Oh, come on. There's no way. Then he should be fired for getting no comments.
Comments are closed on this story.
What?
What?
It's a friendly article. It's a nice letter. How can comments?
You know those Michigan fans would be about this.
They don't care about that. They always do. Okay. Welcome back later because you're here to dentist. Your duties back then as a graduate assistant on the football team. You told me, of course. Yeah,
no one else.
He knows personally.
Anybody check that out? Can we find out?
Verify this? We should start being fact checkers for Mitch Albom. We should have a separate show that does nothing but fact check Mitch Albom.
You ought to be the kind of a-hole that fact checks nice things. Because really,
I could do that.
I'll tell you, there's someone in the industry, a writer, who told me that. He said, the problem with nobody attacking Mitch is because they don't want to be that person who attacks such nice things. Like, it's easy to point out when an asshole says something wrong or has a fact wrong.
Right.
But when it's someone who's writing about a nice thing, who cares if there's a little flub or a lie here or there?
But if they're usually saying how nice they are. And
I'll be the asshole that points out.
Someone did rake him over the coals on Deadline Detroit. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, this is a few weeks ago, and I think it was a she, and I believe she wanted him to give up his job because he's just phoning it in, and they could hire three or four investigative people for what they pay him.
While I agree with that in theory, the problem is that he still moves the paper. He still gets clicks.
That's right.
I don't care for that guy.
Me neither.
Too soft.
Our sports writer of the year for 46 consecutive years. Nobody else was better. I've had books of mine made into movies. I helped a man die that I love dearly. Wait, then I wrote about it and it became a big Hollywood movie.
I killed a man.
Okay, your duty's back then.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
What could be more breaking than my letter to Mel Tucker?
Mitch Albom's Finding Chica book tour postponed in the Philippines amid coronavirus outbreak.
Well, we can't risk the man that's won the Sports Writing Award 46 years in a row, can we? I think that's obvious.
So there goes his trip to Manila. It's really interesting, though. He didn't write the article about it. Weird.
How many people are affected by this news? Where's the story?
In the Free Press.
A story Free Press right readers really need to know about?
Well, there's no comments on this one either, and they're open.
Oh, it's open?
Yeah.
Okay, Mitch. Wait. Stay around.
Should we make a comment just to see if they're really open?
Darn, there goes my trip to the Philippines to see him talk about his book.
Honestly, is this really something they need to report on?
Yeah. It's very important.
That he's not going to be in the Philippines on his book tour.
He was scheduled,
I don't know what the book is.
He was scheduled to be in Manila February 15th and 16th, so this past weekend, before HarperCollins and the National Bookstore rescheduled the event. Album said Thursday it wasn't his decision to postpone his appearance, so he would have been cool with a bunch of people gathering in the midst of...
We don't need this information. This doesn't require a quote from him.
It wasn't his decision. And plans,
it wasn't my decision.
Plans to honor his commitment in the Philippines, quote.
I will honor my commitment to the Philippines
as soon as possible.
Your duties back then as a graduate assistant on a football team, you told me, included shoveling driveways, changing ink to printers, and turning on Coach Nick Saban's showers so they were warm when he came off the practice field. Is that racist?
Fake.
Is that racist?
Is that racist?
Making the black guy turn on his showers? So they're hot by the time he gets in them?
It was consensual.
You've come a long way, Bill.
Do you believe that? Did he really? That makes Mitch or
that's why
Mick
we need
Saban sound like a total asshole.
We need a fact checker. That's why we need a fact checker. Is he an asshole or not?
I think you're more of a racist than I am.
By now you know what your bosses at East Lansing want from you. But as someone who's been here a long time, may I send along these ideas on how you could be an even bigger success at MSU. Because if you take my ideas, you'll be a bigger success. Because I know. By addressing what fans, media, and the public who follow the Spartans could really use right now. Do you think he's writing these down?
Is it just going to be win?
That would be...
Win.
Yeah, if you win, everything else goes away. That's
pretty
true.
Much.
First, honesty.
Jeez.
Say what you mean what you say. Share it.
Oh boy, that is rich coming from him.
Don't hide it. The Spartan athletic program has suffered mightily from thick cloaks being pulled over its warts, and that can't continue. Some of it was bad apples in the football program, more of it was bad apples in the administration. A ton of it was from a creep of a human named Larry Nassar, who abused his privilege. Abused his privilege?
Yeah.
Abused his privilege?
Yeah, his privilege of being a well-renowned doctor.
I thought he sexually assaulted
he
a couple hundred girls. Yeah. Is that abusing your privilege? Isn't that abusing women?
In Mitch's world.
Abused his privilege and hundreds of victims. Either way, it's not your fault, but it is your burden. You cannot sweep things under rugs. If a player screws up off the field, tell the public what happened. Explain the punishment and why it won't happen again.
And tell them,
you need to leave!
If a coach violates a rule, lose him immediately and come forward with his mistake. Don't hide behind, and I quote, protecting our players or our football family.
or what happens in the program stays in the program. That's exactly how MSU got into current funk. And that's funk, F-U-N-K.
Ed.
Not fuck, F-U-C-K. It's funk, fuck, funk. You want to keep playing secret fad. Game plans, of course. Oh, I guess he didn't. Did he not know the difference between he should be honest about the game plan? Because you don't. If you're honest about the game plan, then you're telling the opponent what you're going to do.
Oh, that's true.
Really
yeah.
need to, did he really need
yeah,
to make
you gotta
the
be
separation?
honest about everything.
Honest to a fault, always.
Honest, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to keep playing.
Because in the end, honesty wins, Drew.
Keep playing secret fad. Game plans, of course. But the state, and I quote, in Michigan State, and I quote, means you're part of a public university paid in part with public tax dollars. That makes coaches public servants, not four-star generals.
Now, I hate to nitpick this point, but doesn't Michigan State's athletic department, like Michigan, aren't they self-sufficient?
I would imagine
so. Are they separate from the school? I mean, I know they're public officials.
I don't think do they take state dollars?
That's what I mean. I know Michigan doesn't. I think a lot of schools don't anymore. I think they're separate. Their finances tend to be separate from
well, when you draw 76,000 people a game, which I think their capacity is, 78? Well, maybe 78?
And 78, when you get $26 million from your TV contract.
Yeah, I think you can, and you have free labor. You got free labor. Exactly. I think you can pay for it all. It did sup.
Really great football school, great school.
You don't owe the privilege of secrecy. Keep everything in the light. New paragraph, or new subject, about Ann Arbor.
What?
Second big thing, find your footing with Michigan. The Spartans-Wolverines rivalry is paramount for you.
No way.
You played defensive back in college. Watch this. This is such a beautiful point. You played defensive back in college, right? Use those skills. Hold your ground. Defend against all insults, but don't drape yourself clumsily over Michigan and get flagged for something avoidable. Your predecessor, Mark D'Antonio, had a winning record against the Wolverines, but he never seemed comfortable with the rivalry. He fumed. He grimaced. He seemed to be holding 1,000 pounds of pressure inside him.
1,000 pounds.
First of all, who fucking cares? He won.
I know. Exactly.
He won 8 out of 10
Mitch cares.
At one point.
Mitch doesn't care about victories, just moral victories.
He hasn't said anything I don't know yet, right? Or any
he hasn't
common
said anything.
Anything about anything.
Nothing.
You'd do better to have a healthy history, of understanding of the history. I'd be happy to give it to you, by the way. You and I could sit down. Just a sad note. Embrace
you
it.
You take forever to say nothing.
Have some fun with it. Understand who Chip Harbaugh is, who Lloyd Carr and Bo Schembechler were. Don't act as if mentioning their names is swallowing poison. Take enormous pride in the success MSU has had in this rivalry. If you lose...
Isn't this a whole personality thing of each individual coach?
What, Mark D'Antonio, just because he didn't smile, he was still winning, who fucking cares?
Yes, it's a very smart thing for him to do. I mean, Mitch didn't like it, but...
The truth is, neither MSU or UM is going anywhere unless you beat Ohio State every year, and your eyes need to be on that game as well. God, this guy apparently doesn't know that the Ohio State game matters.
I guess not. He's coming from Colorado, you know?
Hey, Mitch!
It takes forever for news to travel over there.
A healthy, enthusiastic love of the rivalry with Ann Arbor goes a long way towards how fans feel about MSU football. Find your footing. Show confidence. Go toe-to-toe and keep it in perspective.
It's amazing. He sounds like the number one Spartan fan, doesn't he? Nobody knows more about the Spartans than
it sounds like somebody's grandmother giving advice.
Well...
Speaking of perspective, here's number three. Most of your players will not go to the NFL. Your job, as you stated in your news conference, well, then he seems to understand his job.
Yeah.
He stated it in his news conference. Why does Mitch need to restate it to him? Is to graduate our players. We want to help you launch your careers after football. And my job is to help you get your first job. That's right. And if that first job is in sales, law, medicine, or business... Law or medicine? How often are there...
Medicine
or law? Is that really going to happen a lot? What's the number
well,
one
no, because no one's taking Mitch's advice to help them go that route.
Don't they all major in criminal justice or something?
General studies is always a good one.
Communication,
that's a
right?
lousy, yeah.
That's my degree.
Me too. Worst.
It is just as important as professional sports. Make graduation a top priority. Never stop talking about it. Remind your young men that football is a means to an end, not the end.
A beans to an end?
It's a means to an end, not the end.
To an end.
The best college coaches are the ones whose players never go pro, yet never go pro. That's not a good college coach. The best college coaches are the ones whose players never go pro. No,
what's he talking about?
Yeah, they turn into real men. They become...
They constantly come back to visit because the life skills their coach imparted made them who they became. Be that guy. Be that coach. And you'll be a proud success regardless of your players in the NFL count. And I quote.
Well, that's going to hurt recruiting.
Hell yeah. Right. No. Come on. First of all, are you kidding?
Hey, nobody. Whoa. What's this guy talking about?
These guys all think they're going to the NFL.
Yes.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be somewhere.
Yeah, they wouldn't be playing. Why play football? I mean, that's your goal, right? Doesn't mean you're all going to there.
When they have a press conference in high school with all the hats of all the schools that recruited them, Clemson, Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, and so on and so forth, nobody goes, oh, what's he going to major in?
But, Drew, you would know that's only about 2% of the players.
Oh, yeah, I know. And Mitch knows. I mean, he's right, but it's not going to happen. It doesn't happen.
But he makes it look like those kids that want to go to the NFL, that Mel Tucker should say, I got a better idea. Why don't you go into medicine? That's not how it works.
Then you lose your scholarship and you don't because you're not playing football.
Why is it that we never read a story, since everybody tells on everybody for everything? Mm-hmm. Why didn't we never read a story about the college football rosters and what all the players major in?
Oh.
And how long it took him to graduate. Wouldn't that be...
No one cares about that. They care about wins and losses. No,
you're right. They don't.
I heard he tried.
I got a better idea. Oh. No fucking way.
Mark, that's what I was going to do. Actual audio of D'Antonio to Connor Cook, but go ahead.
Okay, I think this is the final major headline point. This is yours now.
Oh, God.
Number four is admittedly more for the media, but I honestly think it'll spoof the whole process. Relax. Be candid. Make some jokes. Show some personality. D'Antonio is a good man and a fine coach, but he continued a tradition that went on for years with Saban. Tight-lipped, frequent looks of annoyance, a smile that had to be pried from his face. Oh my God. Hey, this is now in the public, high-profile job, not unlike a political post. How you come across banners. The media is not trying to steal nuclear codes off your desk. Avoid cliches, be forthright, play around every now and then. It won't weaken your team. Look at the basketball program. Hasn't hurt Ty Bizzo.
What an idiot.
Number five, speaking of Bizzo, take a cue from him if you can. He believes it is proven that a team from East Lansing, Michigan can play with anybody in the country. Don't let MSU's geography or conference be a limit. Why is Clemson playing in the ACC? What's considered a basketball conference? Now a kingpin in college football. It's Coach Dabo Swinney arrived ready to take on anybody on the field and in recruiting. You could do the same. You got a reputation as a great recruiter, who could speak to students and families alike.
But Dabo's turning out NFL players, so isn't he a failure?
They do leave early, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we know about all the Dabo players in medicine and law?
No, not at all. Is Dabo always honest, too?
I don't know about that part. Which brings us to the last...
Exhausting.
This is fucking exhausting.
There's no way Mel Tucker made it through this letter.
No, that's what's so funny about this. Mel Tucker is one of the many people... Well, no, really one of the many of the few people in the sports genre that will not read the letter.
Yeah, no. He's got better things to do. That should have been one of Mitch's points. Don't read letters from media. Unless it's from Mitch Albom.
By the way, is it really appropriate to address how he treats the media in an article that is being read by 99.99999 people who are not in the media?
Well, no, but
should that be a personal thing you talk to privately about, like the shoveling snow and the warming up the shower?
But it's important to Mitch because Mitch works in the media. wants the media to have more as much access and wants people to be as nice to them as possible.
It seems a little self-centered to me.
What? But this is Mitch.
I'm gonna edit that part of the story. Needs to appear.
Please read the last four paragraphs.
Do you think Ed Kelly and Ken hate us for this? Or are they laughing?
Ed Kelly's on that show now?
Yeah, Ed Kelly's on the show.
I know that. Absolutely. I like it. That's a good dude. I met Ken. Ken's a good guy.
Ken's a great guy.
sure, Mitch is fine. I just don't like some stories I've heard.
I just think it's a little bit cliche myself. I will tell you about Northwestern Tech before I finish this last very important part of the open letter to Mel Tucker. They're the heating and cooling school in Southfield, and HVAC is all they teach. The program's 10 and a half months. Over 50% of the training is hands-on, and last year over 90% of the grads got jobs in the field. If you or someone you know is trying to choose your career path, or if you're looking to get out of your dead-end job and learn a skill trade, check out Northwestern Tech at northwesterntech.edu. Classes are starting every 2 weeks. And Pell Student Grants, Student Loans, GI Bill, any of those will work for you.
Yep.
All of it. And they do want women, too. They'll take anybody. If you want to do HVAC, it's a good way to make a living. After a year, most of these people make $40,000 to $50,000. Many end up in business for themselves. So
those jobs aren't going anywhere.
NorthwesternTech.edu. Yeah, everybody will always have heating and air conditioning.
Enough said, motherfucker. Holla!
NorthwesternTech.edu. That's NorthwesternTech.edu.
Hot? Who's hot? Feels just fine to me. I feel just perfect.
Culture. You want a winning culture for sure. You want everyone who arrives in East Lansing to expect titles, titles, titles. But that comes from how you conduct the program. The principles you embrace. The off-the-field control you exert, the culture you construct, it matters so much. You inherit a team that appears to have lost its way recently at a school that's been accused of losing its way for years. You're picking up the pieces, like it or not. What do you do with those pieces? That'll determine your legacy.
Legacy. Do you think Mel Tucker's sitting around worried about his legacy right now?
I think
he's just worrying about winning and losing football games and doing the best he can with that.
Am I the only person who is so tired of hearing about that people are worried about their legacy? Because if they're worried about their legacy, I'm not worried about their legacy.
Amen. No. Who cares about your legacy? You're going to be dead.
Right.
You're not going to know.
Do people really sit around going, how's this going to affect my legacy? Stupid litter.
Unfortunately, I think some people do.
Yeah, especially if they have a lot of money to donate to have like a building named after them.
Yeah, that's true.
Those are the weird ones.
Build something great, something honest, something admirable, something with high expectations of performance, personal and athletic. Do that, and you'll be just what Michigan State needs.
Win, and you'll be just what Michigan State needs and wants.
That's pretty much it, Coach. The football, you know. The Big Ten is something you've got plenty of experience with. The rest is just living up to high standards every day. And one more thing, if I were you,
yeah,
I'd warm up my own showers. That doesn't look good on anyone's job description.
if it's real.
I like to close with a little cute note that everybody gets a chuckle out of.
A little callback.
It's a writing device when you have a callback like that. It draws attention to your original exclusive that I had when I talked about shoveling snow and replacing ink printers and warping up the showers.
Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
That seems so trite.
Yeah, there's not one thing in there that I think Mel Tucker doesn't know.
No. The best part about the article are the pictures of Mel Tucker for having the best weekend ever. Did you see him at the basketball game and the hockey game?
Oh, yeah, dropping the first puck.
Yeah, man, he's having a blast.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here, Tucker.
Could be.
No, if he wins.
I really have no idea how he's going to do. He sounds like a really good guy. It sounds like...
Sure. No one knows how he's going to do. It's a tough gig.
He does have a good... He's worked for Saban.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had I don't know if you knew this. He had to warm up his showers.
Yes, he did. That's right.
Nick Saban's time is so important. He couldn't wait for a shower to warm up, which takes, 20 seconds?
Look how far he's come. I mean, when you think about it, he's come a long way.
It's because of all that time he saved not warming up his own showers.
We have audio of him talking to Saban when he warmed up that shower.
Wash your smelly ass and balls, you nappy motherfucker, you.
That was his inner monologue.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Couldn't outwardly say that.
Oh, my. And Michigan State, by the way, you know, ML the other day said he had a feeling something negative was coming out.
Yeah, some sanctions of some kind.
That's what I thought he was talking about. He wasn't real specific, but it wasn't what I... Today I read something that I don't think was it. It was Keith Appling getting arrested for heroin.
Yeah.
Lots of heroin.
That's
Keith
sad,
Appling,
man.
Was it 4 years ago?
Yeah.
He He was on the Michigan State. He was a basketball star at Michigan State.
Feels like longer, doesn't it?
I know it does. Maybe it is longer. You know, can you check that?
Yeah. I'm looking over.
Got to be longer than that. He's 28 years old, so he would have been 24. Probably so, more like 6 years ago. He played 4 years, though, and he did have a short stint in the NBA. Now, he's done prison time for gun possession. He got busted for guns like 3 times in, it seemed like, 6 months.
Yeah, but then he played basketball after that in Europe.
And I remember, you know, it seemed to me that, you know, Izzo had talked to him and was trying to sort of help him manage his way back into the right.
Do you think he was using or just dealing?
Well, he was weaving in his car.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, and he was. They said he was behaving suspiciously, wouldn't answer questions. He was sweating, shaking, nervous. I get nervous.
Sounds like he needed more.
He was Mr. Basketball in 2010 as the state's top player. Played from 2010 to 2014.
Oh, boy.
He recently played in the Dominican Republic and Argentina.
Well, it's just... How do you fall so far?
I don't know. Well, maybe. I mean, if he's using, maybe was he ever injured? And, you know, the old story.
Started. Yeah. How it started.
Painkillers. And then.
I think the gun seems
like an interesting addition to all that, right?
Yeah. It was guns. He went to prison. It was that bad. And, you know, here's a guy with a law degree or a medicine degree or what have you.
Serious as your shell thought. Well done, Detroit News, by choosing this photo of Appling in his uniform to accompany the story online. You can tell it's after he fell to the ground during the game, and he just looks worn out and dejected, and it kind of fits like the whole theme of the story.
It could be a photographic representation of how he looked when they pulled him over.
Exactly, yeah. And what if he had his uniform on?
That'd be cool.
like Luther Ellis at dinner.
It would make sense because then they would go, oh, you're Keith Appling. Oh, my God.
Let's get out and play some
hoops. Be on your way.
He was wearing his jersey everywhere.
Remember, wasn't that the story about Luther Ellis?
What did he do?
We got a couple people that said they spotted him out at dinner, and he was wearing his jersey.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which I never believed it, but I still think it'd be hilarious if he was wearing his jersey.
Wasn't it like Friday, like school day, the Friday before school where the cheerleaders wear their jersey? They wear their uniforms, the players wear their jersey.
Yeah. It's everyone made
a callback.
Homemade signs for him.
Oh, my. How far in are we, Jim?
About 35.
It's a lot of sports to start, too. Jeez.
I know. It's not a sports podcast. I apologize. But I think Mitch Albom's advice is something that everyone can apply, isn't it?
It works across jobs. Any kind of leadership position should read that letter.
Absolutely.
Why doesn't Mitch give speeches like that, like team building speeches to companies?
Probably does.
Can he make a lot more money doing that?
I think he's. I've found quite a few revenue streams. I will be joining the Cabio family shortly. Those who want a very friendly, helpful, loving bit of advice on a shout out kind of birthday or anniversary.
No, he would be so against that because you have to have be an influencer of some sort.
I worked 50 years to get my influence. I earned my influence
the old school way.
That's right. I think we're all beginning to realize that Jim Bentley isn't the most diligent team member forward. Wow, that's quite a piece of copy there.
Get ripped apart every time I hear this.
Sometimes
you need to leave.
It's things we all see, like posting Twitter rants from Zod Ford's toilet. Other times he's more low-key.
Wasn't a rant.
Playing soccer on his phone at his desk for hours at a time. But one thing is certain, Bentley belongs on the radio because he loves to hear himself talk, so... Please do all of us a favor and don't call Bentley. Just go to Zot Ford. And by the way, we are offering dinner for anybody who leases or purchases a vehicle from Zot Ford. And I would assume they'd buy it from you.
Yeah, they better. No, and I can't wait to stick Gabara with that big bill, too. We've got to get a lot of people in.
I was hoping for that because I thought it'd be good for Mesa, good for Zot, good for us,
good for me.
Yeah, good for you. Somebody bought a 150 yesterday, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a couple people in yesterday, but one person pulled the trigger yesterday.
Yeah. Well, get in there and pull that trigger. As they've got Zot Ford can lease you brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs around $100 a month, or buy them with 0% financing at up to $10,000 off sticker. Zot Ford in Holly. You can have dinner with us at the end of this thing, which is March the 15th. Dr. Yeldo, no dinner with us, but 2020 for 2020. So that's kind of a cool thing to be able to say, even if you don't care if you're 2020. You can at least say you are. That is without glasses and contacts. Truth is, the only way to get there is to opt for a safe, painless, and brief procedure at the Yeldo Eye Center. Listeners have told us how easy it's been. You call the number, and at your convenience, go in for a free evaluation. He examines your eyes and lets you know what it is you have to do, whether it's LASIK, multifocal implants, or it may be that you wait for a condition to change. But Dr. Yeldo is the most experienced eye surgeon in the Midwest. He's been doing this for a long time. And his goal is to serve people the gift of great vision. So go for the appointment, find out what is required, and then make a decision. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to the Yaldo Eye Center.
I need to go there, man. I can't see unless there's just so much light on everywhere now.
Getting old, such an bitch.
Old man. It really is.
Is there anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Oh, boy, is there ever. Did you see who broke their silence?
Who?
Thomas Markle Jr.
Yes, I did hear that.
The That's half-brother. Exciting.
Don't tell me we have his number.
We have a number. Well, so here's the story. His halfless homeless half-brother of Meghan Markle is slamming the royal couple for helping charity cases, but not his own family.
Yeah, for all her humanitarian work. Apparently, her family doesn't qualify for her humanitarian work.
Listen to this whopper, too. He was left homeless after he lost jobs and his relationship ended. He claims his surname has prevented him from being hired and added, being associated with Meghan has nearly destroyed me.
Wow. Well, honestly, I would
Is that name
him.
Poison?
It is. It is.
He could do a podcast, I'm sure.
Yeah?
Just like the Tabex. Why doesn't he get dead?
Yeah, the two Thomas Markles should band together because they both have the same complaint.
And you could listen on it 2x speed and it would sound normal. They're both very slow talkers. So he's now moved into his elderly mother's home in New Mexico, but says the process has been, quote, a fucking nightmare. That's a quote. I'm homeless, and I could have been under a bridge with a cardboard sign begging for money for her to sit there on her royal pedestal and watch this happening to her family. She should have done her humanitarian work for us.
I agree. Why doesn't she help her family?
I think he looks pretty good.
It sounds like she's so desperate to help all these people. She's the most well-meaning person ever, but she doesn't talk to her dad for some reason. Never talks to him. Can't send him a card. Nothing.
I feel bad for Thomas Sr. I don't know how that relates to Junior, but
I'm so tired of reading about all these people who just want to throw millions of dollars at Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. What the fuck is going on?
Who's the new? Is it a
JP
bank?
Morgan?
Yeah.
Yeah. They said $1 billion. They could make $1 billion.
Doing what? Giving speeches. He made speeches about what?
Who is gonna go to a speech by Meghan Markle and Prince Harry that isn't assigned to go?
Well, you know he made $1 million.
Is there really a demand for them? Why don't they play Little Caesars Arena?
Oh my God. He might.
Oh boy. You know what? You're right. It might happen.
I could see them doing a tour like that.
People would pay to see those two. What do they know? They know it's good to help people. Don't we all know that?
Yeah.
Do we need them to tell us?
I kind of would love to see them do it just to
hear what they would say. $3 million and a 26-bedroom home isn't enough for them.
Yeah, I could not tell them, Thomas Sr.
I could not go without heckling them. It would be impossible. I can't be allowed in the building. Do not allow me in the building.
You'd be kicked out by the security that no one's paying for.
How dare they? I still can't believe Canada's still talking about
this. They're not. They won't.
No, I know they won't, but I would have thought this would have been nipped in the bud the minute
How
it came
dare
up,
you?
The minute they showed that, oh, what do you know? 80% of Canadians don't want to pay for this. I would have immediately come and said, oh, no. No, absolutely not. We won't accept money to pay for our security. That's ridiculous. We're not royalty.
I feel like I was scammed by them. I never thought they were this money-grubbing people. I don't know why. I guess I'm dumb.
I didn't think he was.
I really didn't. She seemed very humble in the beginning.
Meghan? Yeah.
I thought. You didn't think so?
She's an actress.
I'm not so sure.
I didn't buy it.
I kind of tuned him out, too.
On the other side of the ocean.
I know. Who cares about that? I mean, it's like, oh, my God.
Need to do something about your millennials.
Don't you think Thomas Markle Jr. should start a charity and then try to get donations where he and his dad are the beneficiaries?
No, it's a thought.
He should start a GoFundMe and see if they donate.
Then he could get out of his grandma's house or whoever he moved into.
His elderly money. God, I can't talk today. Elderly mother.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's,
Jim, it's been a fucking nightmare, according to him.
I can imagine people giving huge money. If Meghan Markle said, oh, my God, we can't afford the home with the kind of security, I can imagine her getting millions and millions of dollars from people. Her brother, not much. Not much at all.
What?
I can't see it.
Do you want to try calling him? Someone did answer a number when I called earlier.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have the numbers, Jim, or do you need them?
No, I need them.
You know what I'm looking for is there was a story about this today, and somehow it was mentioning somebody that Harry slept with.
The lady,
Carolyn Flack, yeah. the presenter, which is otherwise known as host, mostly reality shows. She did X Factor and Love Island, and she killed herself over the weekend. Do you know how she killed herself, by the way?
I don't, but yeah, either one. But I saw a story, and I don't know if it's her defense lawyers are basically blaming the fact that the prosecution's going forward with this lawsuit that she attacked her boyfriend.
She beat him over the head with a lamp while he slept.
And he didn't want to press charges, but they're still going forward with that. And I think that just kind of diminishes the whole mental health thing, because she also allegedly had problems with mental health.
Well, I tell you,
is that enough to make someone commit suicide, that there's going to be a trial 40
no,
days from now?
No, it's not. And I think it proves exactly that point, that she had some serious problems. And also, the fact that he disputes some of the details, I guess. Now, this is serious as you shall have thought. And also, this is important information, everybody. If you're ever in the UK and you have an emergency, like someone smashing a lamp over your head in the middle of the night, call 999.
I learned that.
I didn't know that. Did you know that? You didn't know?
I read it. I was like, what? 999? And I just assumed that's what it was in the UK. I never knew that.
What happens if you call 911
there? I'm
sure
Mark knew it, though.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I wonder what does happen if you call 911 there. Should we call methane and find out?
Maybe.
There's methane news, by the way.
Is there?
We didn't talk about
is
this.
Is there more
show, did
or?
Did we talk about it on the show?
No, you hinted towards it.
Yeah, we gotta get around to that today or tomorrow for sure. But so someone called 999.
1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
The police arrive, and they said they were both covered with blood. Ugh. She's like, what? And it sounded like she had thrown a glass, and the lamp was broken, and something else was busted up. And I don't know how
blood coming out of her, wherever.
I'm not sure how she's covered with blood.
Yeah.
But they also, not only did they say that we're pursuing charges, but they said, you must not be in any contact with him until this is adjudicated. So here she is with apparently some pretty serious issues and mental health issues. And this guy she's in love with, who is in love with her? It sounds like he still was crazy about her.
They wanted it to go away.
I mean, he had a Valentine's Day post.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And how long ago did that happen?
December 12th.
Oh, okay. It was a little longer than
that. So she hasn't seen him in 2 months. And the court date is in March. And, you know, it sounds... And plus, her career disappeared. Mm-hmm. She could not host the winter version of Love Island. I guess there's an edition, and she had to back off of that.
Now, I found out in reading about her that two other people from Love Island have killed themselves.
Really?
So like three people. And then the question underneath it was, can the show go on?
Contagious.
Of course.
First off, yes, it can. Secondly, who cares? Is it really the most important thing?
Well, you know what I think that says is that these people become the subject of so much ugliness.
Yeah.
Because their personalities and all its flaws are brought to light on this television show. And so they become viral. I mean, whatever they do that's shitty becomes hugely viral. And I really don't think the human mind is built to take that kind of thing. For a regular person?
Didn't they used to do, remember when reality TV started getting really big, like around, 98, 99? Didn't they say for some of these dating shows they would do these psychological background checks and interviews? Do they still do that stuff, or do they just take any influencer that wants to be on TV now?
I think they do cursory background checks. I don't think they do anything. And we'll talk about that because The Bachelor, there's an ugly, ugly revelation that people must be thinking about as they watch The Bachelor on Monday night. What? Oh, my God. This is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. And I just can't.
It's pretty serious.
The more I think, the more I live, the more I feel like Fiona Apple when she said, I don't even want to be on this earth, or I don't understand this earth.
I'm in this world.
Yeah. It's ridiculous that I'm in this world. Do we have that Fiona Apple drop? I think she was ahead of her time. We made fun of her at the time, too, which is terrible.
And I was trying to dial Thomas Markle Jr., but we might as well get this out of the way while Mark's finding Fiona.
Is there the Hall Financial Hotline?
Yeah, it wouldn't let me dial.
Oh, no, it won't. Sometimes it won't. Yeah. If you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage or you have lingering high-interest credit card debt, you need to contact Hall Financial. They've got almost 1,200 five-star reviews. They've been averaging 10 days from start to finish on listeners that have applied for a refi. That means, you know, when you refinance, I think a lot of people think, oh, God, the bank paperwork, this, blah, blah, blah. Well, if it's over in 10 days, I mean, at least it happens fast. You start saving money right away. So, also, if you have the high-interest credit card debt, maybe you can roll it into your lower-interest mortgage. People are doing this refi, and they are universally delighted at the money they're saving. So why don't you get started? Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000 or click the link on our website for Hall Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 1467435. And do we have any other important people calling the Hall Financial Hotline?
I kind of wanted to save this one, but did we ever talk about the guy that was offering $25,000 to anybody that can help him with a girlfriend? Kind of like
$10,000
for a wife, that guy, Rod?
Yeah, this is such bullshit because, okay, you're out there busting your ass trying to find a girl for this guy?
Yeah.
Who could be a really cool chick, and this guy could just go, I don't know, because he's got another one? Because, you know, people will do almost anything for $25,000. But I mean, there's no reason he has to ever pay off. Is there? Is this legally binding?
It better be. There better be a contract.
Hey, this is Rod, and this is what I sound like. I hope to hear from you. Take care.
Rod never paid anyone $10,000, did
he? No, I think he died alone.
He died.
Did Rod die?
I'm sorry, but I'm glad that I didn't, because I'm not going to do this like everybody else does it. Because everybody that I should be thanking, I'm really sorry, but I have
Tim
to
Apple.
This time. See, Maya Angelou said that we as human beings at our best can only create opportunities. And I'm going to use this opportunity.
Oh boy, that landed with a thud.
I got a better
idea.
So
what I want to say is,
way.
Everybody out there that's watching, everybody that's watching this world is bullshit. And you shouldn't model your life. Wait a second. You shouldn't model your life about
second.
What you think that we think is cool and what we're wearing and what we're saying and everything. Go with yourself. Go with yourself.
What in the hell are you talking
about? And there's just a few people that I want to say something to. Okay. I want to say, Mama, I love you. I'm so glad that we're becoming friends. Amber, I love you. You're my sister. You're my best friend. Andrew Slater.
Why is she just becoming friends with her mom?
It's weird, isn't it?
No one else could have produced this album, and no one else did.
I think it's the last line, right?
I hope so.
And it's just stupid that I'm in this world, but you're all very cool to me, so thank you very much. And I'm sorry for all the people that I didn't think, but man.
You need to leave!
She expressed exactly what I was trying to say. That's exactly how I feel. Here it is 20 years later, and I feel exactly as Fiona Apple felt on that night.
She was a trendsetter.
Wow.
You want to try Thomas Jr.?
Yes, I do. Stan tomorrow, by the way. Stan on Monday.
That's right.
For the Canadian holiday.
Do you know how to dial, Jim?
Yes.
Is there anyone besides Thomas Markle Jr. on the docket? Okay, the $25,000 guy?
The 91-year-old guy that's been working out in his overalls that we talked about?
Oh, yeah. Is the $25,000 guy, is he 100%?
No, of course not.
Pretty high, though. Thomas Jr. percentage?
Yeah, I told you someone answered earlier.
Hello?
Thomas!
Hello?
Hello, is this Thomas Jr.?
No, you are a number. You got a number equivocado.
Wow. What?
Okay, I don't know what you just said, but he apparently, this is his phone number, Thomas Markle Jr., and he told me to call him. He scheduled an interview. If you could just, he might be sleeping, just wake him up, tell him to come to the phone.
Why do you talk that way?
What?
I don't think that was his number.
I thought it was.
Just a feeling. Well, we might as well call the $25,000 guy.
Well, there's another number for Thomas Jr.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I can try that one.
It's crazy.
How many phones does this guy have? I thought he was broke.
Well, he's using mom's phones.
He really sounds like quite an ass, doesn't he?
Yes.
How can all her family members be such asses and she not be an ass? I don't think that's possible, is it?
That's a great
It's point. Not. I mean...
Well, maybe it's all her mom's genes.
Don't think so.
No. Those, I went right to voicemail.
Those Markle genes are strong.
She is half Thomas Markle. No thought, fighting that one.
I thought it was really rude what she said to her dad when he showed up in England.
And why did you stay in Mexico?
Oh, man.
Is that where he was living?
Yeah, he's like San Diego, and I think he did live in Mexico for a while.
Yeah.
Oh,
stay and there. Why did you stay in Mexico?
You need a wee.
Okay, well, we might as well go right to the Bachelor because this is just galling. No other phone numbers, are there?
Well, unless you want to do the 25K guy.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, why not?
I feel very unprepared for him.
Well, we know he's offered $25,000. If you find him a match, does he have to marry her? I think he does.
I think so.
I mean,
what's his website on that story, Jim? Is it Jeff G? Oh, here it is. There's a video on his website. Do you want to hear the video first?
Yeah, let's hear that. I think he's used Rod as a model because he's gone from $10,000 to $25,000 for inflation, which is probably about right, isn't it?
I think it's a little too much, though, isn't it? 20 years.
It didn't work out for Rod, so he figures he had to up the ante. You're right.
Yeah.
I think Rod banged a lot of chicks. A
little nervous, excited.
Why does his video starts with "I'm good"? I didn't ask how you were. No one asked how you were, Jeff.
I'm good. Little nervous.
Is that Beat It
excited.
Playing in the background?
Want to get this thing going.
Once again, why are you nervous? You're doing this yourself.
Tell me about it. So, we developed this basically because I'm single, right? And I don't want to go back to the normal app-based dating stuff. I think that a lot of people treat each other pretty poorly through that. And it's a toxic community. I kind of have a choice there, so I'm choosing not to do that. And... I'm not a person that sits around and does nothing about something. I don't want to sit out.
Ooh.
We all, as single people, try Bumble, Tinder, Hinge, whatever the
latest. Yeah, and it
is.
Works for everyone
else.
Most
people
we only
meet
do
somebody.
It because that's all that's available to us. I'm trying to develop a better way.
I see. You're picky.
And I think this is it.
Great guy.
Well, I know that app-based dating is so bad. That there's a certain segment of the demographics.
Could
that
people call it app-based dating?
No, just him.
I would never have.
I've
the
never
opportunity
heard that.
To meet these women, not at the grocery store, not at the gym, not anywhere. And so this is my effort to reach out to those people.
I bet you're banging your roommate that was in the shower.
It's a little weird. I get it. Like adding money into something where I'm honestly interested in finding a soulmate. So
sounds a little big stuffy.
You have to look at it through a little different context. Dating
maybe that's his band
after.
Playing in the background.
Every month I spend X, okay? There's a lot of dates, dinners, drinks.
Why would you want to be at the home?
Whatever.
Sounds like a nerd.
So
total nerd already.
How much it took a month, basically, and how many months it would take to find a significant other through the current means. So we offered a reward for that, a referral fee. I'd
pause
rather that
for
money go to somebody who's interested in helping
yeah.
me
oh.
along in this quest.
Yeah, pause.
Yeah. I just had to pull up the window.
I just wonder, okay, his math, because he's trying to act like, I'm not just throwing money out there for a bitch.
You know.
I've actually done the math on this, and what I spend on it, first of all, he sounds cheap, like he's keeping track of every cent he spends at falling in love. And then it implies that money, you know, rather than wasting it, I'm going to spend it on, you know, the 25 grand's going to go to the person that finds me the person. He still has to spend the money on that person, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I use a calculator for that.
So you're not fooling me.
The problem is that hair you're losing, bitch.
What's this dork's name?
Jeff.
Jeff, okay. Let me hear more.
You available right now? My buddy here likes him over 250.
Rather than all the businesses that are associated with dating. You got to understand, there's no money savings here for me. It's just merely reappropriated. So take a look around. If you like what you see, maybe we'll be chatting soon.
No! What stops him from just banging chicks that are sent to him?
I'm sure he
is. Just having a ball.
I'm sure he is.
Not paying anyone.
I don't know. I don't know why he won't. Well.
I don't think it's legally binding. What's our chances on the phone number?
Oh, I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, I think he wants to talk. I think he thinks he's pretty studly. He's going to handle himself well.
I got to tell you,
chicks are going to dig him.
He wears a size medium.
What? Oh, he's small?
No, his shirt is very tight on him.
I got to see this.
Oh, hang on. Well, I'll start it when you got to ask him how he's doing.
I'm good. A little nervous. Tight that shirt excited. Yeah. Want to get this thing going.
Well, he looks toolish.
You know who he needs to learn a lesson from is this guy, and they're in the same state.
Look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is. Period.
Wonder how Player Dave is doing.
Oh, he's crushing puss.
Probably.
Left and right. No matter where he goes.
Period.
It's all in the attitude.
Jeff?
Jeff, yeah.
He looks like a Jeff. I don't mean that in a bad way.
Oh, I know. We both.
I have a brother named Jeff.
We both have brothers named Jeff. I just wonder what that meant. Oh, balls.
If he knew it was us calling, he'd be swan diving for the phone.
Hi, this is Jeff, and you've reached my voicemail. Please leave me a message.
That's him.
And
this is what I sound like.
He's going to call back. Hey, Jeff, we just heard about your offer for $25,000, and we do a show in Detroit, the Drew and Mike Show. If you want to call us back, we just wanted to find out a couple things about, you know, how you collect and, you know, what you have to do to collect, and it's just, it's a little unclear.
Yeah.
And so it's a fun idea, and we'd love to talk to you. So thanks so much, and good luck with your efforts, and please call us back at the 248 number. Thank you.
Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking. This microwave.
This is like a hot dog. There.
Sound like a wine, old man.
Oh, the king.
Unless at this time we call a break.
Yeah, no laughing, no Call laughing. Group. I've been doing this in ages.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do, do, do.
No. Lunch,
king is,
1 hour.
He is so high.
Joe, he's flying. Sounds great, too.
Period.
This sounds like so much fun. Being the king and being flying high.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play.
Like a wino.
B.O.V. taking 11.
Oh, the rest of the group isn't Bold laughing. You. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating is acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walk. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking.
I wonder how far into someone goes, God damn it, Elvis!
Yeah, baby.
What a voice.
1, 2, 3, 4. Dating is a game that grown-ups play.
This was a hit at all.
Acting in a
silly I didn't even know this
way.
Song.
I think it's in a
makes
movie.
Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking. Dating makes a gal start baby talking. Like
so it listed as track number 5, side 1 on the album Paradise Hawaiian Style, released in 66. Right as he was disappearing because of the Beatles and everything else coming over.
Yeah.
married. Don't you laugh at what they do.
Stop laughing. It's not fun. Someday
you'll be dating. Yeah, he got these horrible soundtracks to do with his movies.
Yeah.
You know, every now and then there'd be a song like Viva Las Vegas that was so campy it would work.
Well, here's that song in, I can't remember what movie this is, but here's the finished version.
He's going to break into song. A game that
grown-ups play. He's singing to like an 8-year-old.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Dayton makes a gal start wiggle. I mean, this is the coolest guy in rock and roll. From, what, 54 to 63?
Yeah. Embarrassing.
The coolest guy. And the fucking Colonel not only takes 50%, he puts him in these bullshit movies. Signs like a 10-year deal.
Where he's singing with an 8-year-old. Because someday you'll be
dating too. I dated my sister once. 2 years. The breakup was horrible. But the sexual chemistry, I don't have to tell you, was electric.
Well, it's a new year. It's a new decade. It's time for Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and deals in the D.com's Start Something New event. During the Start Something New event, our friends at Zot are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. Or if you're all about the Jeep wave, stop by Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. If you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters. Any make, any model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining. No problem at Zot. They'll get you a new ride for the new year. Check out the deals in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And I see, Manscaped.
Yeah.
If you didn't pick up your Manscaped, boy, it's getting raves, too.
People are
raving about Manscaped, the Lawnmower 3.0.
It's a really good electric razor. Yeah.
If you want to shave your balls.
They could probably use it elsewhere, too.
They're third gen. After you've done it on your balls?
Well, use it on your face first.
Third generation trim. Well, so you can use it once.
Well, you can clean it.
I don't know. I might have used it on my sideburns, too.
Who cares?
I guess it's your balls. It's your balls.
I'm not going to use yours.
Third generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. And I understand it's pretty slick.
And it's got one of those lights on there for those dark areas.
Yes, it's got the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for closer and more precise trimming. They've upgraded a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. Everybody knows what quiet stroke technology.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
When everyone's sleeping.
Let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud because this intelligently designed stand is a rapid charging dock powered by USB. So here you go. Call to action. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DREW. At manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code DREW.
And they have lotions and stuff like that, too.
They have one thing called ball deodorant, which I think should be ball cologne. So it smells like cologne.
Yeah, I used it today. Kate, I was sitting like 5 feet from her. She's like, what? Did you put cologne on? No, I just used some of that Manscaped stuff.
And then she said,
who has put pubic hair on my coat?
But I was using it on everything. I'm like, it smells good. What's wrong with it?
I gotta tell you, when I saw my first gray bush hair, I said, bye.
Can't they call it BDO or something instead of ball deodorant?
BDO. There's also ball toner, which I don't know what that does. That's
like a tanning spray?
There is a spray, too, to freshen up during the day, like if you're feeling a little, you know.
Really?
And yeah, you just spray it down there for smell. It's supposed to help with sweat, too.
Does toner tighten it up?
Makes it darker, I think.
Tones it. That's interesting.
Is it going to, after you shave it and use it, is that going to look like Shane Battier's head?
It says stuff like this.
Possible. That's what they're saying.
That's a really funny visual. You remember Shane Battier's head, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's all toned.
I mean, that's what the sack looks like. Good.
To Google
him. Huge nipples, man.
Shane Battier.
Right? Doesn't he have a lot of like wrinkles in his bald head?
Yeah.
He's from here.
Shane Battier.
Yeah, Detroit Country Day. Yeah.
He had a great career.
Are you looking at his head?
Yes.
I was like, what are you laughing at?
Show Jim.
I know what it looks like.
Well, then I wanted more joke
look
support.
On his face.
After you use Manscaped, that's what your balls are going to look like.
That'd be great.
Hopefully.
It'd be fucking great. Okay.
What is?
Yes.
Okay, The Bachelor. You know, I have to admit,
congratulations on having a bush.
I really try to tone back my Bachelor discussions because so many people think it's all we talk about. I know they don't really think that, but they like to say that. But this really has nothing to do with The Bachelor. It's a new controversy. Oh, is this a controversy? First of all, the show is going to end on a very dark note because it seems that...
Oh, that's right.
The Bachelor is this one girl, Madison, I think it is, who's so beautiful. So beautiful. And he goes on the hometown visits tonight, Monday night. And apparently she's a virgin and she's really extremely religious. And so there's sort of a, you know, if you nail these other chicks in the fantasy suite, I just don't know about that. Well, but he nailed Hannah four times in the windmill last year.
Sounds like a perfect girl for one of these types of shows, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But just because she's a virgin, does that mean that he... You know what I mean?
Well, how did she make it this far?
She's really nice. I like her. She says the word like an off. She remember the girl.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, like. I know exactly.
Okay.
Who
when
she is
she's
from the previews.
When she's off camera, like not talking to him, like not talking to him, she doesn't say that word. She just talks. I think she's so nervous because the camera's there and because she's talking to him and she says she's falling in love with him.
Huh.
That all of a sudden. Something in her brain pushes the word L-I-K-E out of her mouth constantly. I don't know what to make of it.
Classic girl move.
I thought it was really strange.
Huh.
I don't think The Bachelor was shy about using a segment of the conversation where she said the word a lot. I mean, they probably could have helped her in editing, but they didn't.
Yeah, they would add some.
What if they add it intentionally? They know it plays to their audience.
Well, it certainly added something to the show because I couldn't get over it. And Kimmel made... The Kimmel people actually edited every single like together.
That's great.
229 in the course of the show. Okay, so Victoria F. is the girl with long, dark hair and she's built. Man, is she built. Now, her personality...
She's on The Bachelor, so...
Well, I've seen some girls that seem pretty nice on The Bachelor. She seems like a real pain in the ass... And they go to this date, and at the end they have this country band playing, and she's acting all weird and awkward, and it turns out that, oh my God, she used to date the singer.
Ooh, whoa, is that this
weird
part right here?
Spot, and it just has me kind of just really confused right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear from you what you make of that.
Okay. I don't really know. And if, you know, that's what you want to use our time to talk about.
At this point,
that's
where
a great move by you.
Such a huge decision to go home to families. How can I not?
It's like every single time we're together, I feel like you're always in a mood, and it's extremely frustrating because I feel like I just don't know how to, like, move forward if this keeps happening. Like, I don't get it.
Ugh.
Oh, I'm sorry that you feel that way.
No, you're not.
I didn't call you out in any way. And I loved, like, what
okay,
you said
so then
to me
what
the
other day. Then what did I do?
I don't know why you, it's like you're attacking me for
I'm
asking
I'm not attacking
questions.
You.
Yeah, but in a way you are. It's like, it's not, you're saying like this, I'm in a mood whenever we talk. I'm not in a mood. I do feel like you have given me reasons to.
Sounds like someone's having their
doubt.
Monthly.
I've tried my best to move past those.
I gotta say, I kind of like in this minute 20. I kind of like her because she just doesn't care about this and doesn't want to talk about it.
Okay.
No,
okay.
She's the first girl ever who doesn't kiss the bachelor's ass nonstop.
Well, that's great
because they're competing against 29 other girls who are so hot.
Yeah.
So that it's totally unnatural. Every girl falls in love with the bachelor. It doesn't matter who they are because they're competitive and they're there to meet him and to fall in love.
They're there for the right reasons.
Fine, I don't ever want to see you again. Go away, I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
So we have not only the virgin, who I think is going to be one of the final two, and she leaves because she finds out he banged one of the other chicks in the fantasy suite. And so she's left at the altar.
What did she expect? She think he's going to save himself for her?
I guess that's what she hoped for. Well, a lot of pushback in this episode. So
lately, there's been a few pictures of him on New Year's Eve, The Bachelor, with a producer from the show.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It looks like he and this producer from the show are a couple.
Really?
So, oh, I should have said spoiler alert.
Wow.
But believe me, this thing has been spoilered to death.
Oh, wow.
And I think The Bachelor is making no comment.
Does that come out on the show?
I don't think so. Like, I don't know.
Does he turn to the camera and ask the producer to accept a rose?
No, he doesn't. Yeah. Not so far.
I'd like to ask the AP if she or the PA if she would like a rose.
But this is completely separate from what happened in the last few days. Victoria, that girl, yeah, the annoying girl, who is really, she's very attractive. I don't know why he would like her, to be honest. In fact, I'm so confused by this show because everything seems to be about opening up.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
on the first date, this one girl tells him all about, oh, her father died. Her mother became an addict. Oh. They were in a homeless shelter. They, you know, it was just this horrible. I mean, it was horrible. It was awful. And he was delighted that she told him all that on their first date.
Is that really first date?
No, I don't think so.
Like in the real world, that would never fly.
But on that show.
Whoa, I didn't ask for your life story.
You know, I'm not 25 years old anymore, so I don't know if that's what flies. I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think anybody would want to hear that on the first date.
No.
But, okay, why?
Okay, so Victoria F., the girl with all the pushback, she's a model, and she appeared in an ad for an endangered species, white marlins. The tagline is White Lives Matter. So it's an endangered species, white marlins. It's a play on Black Lives Matter. You got it. The tagline is White Lives Matter. So she is now being bombarded with hate for being a racist, and she's apologizing profusely and promising to be a voice against racism.
Oh, come on.
So, I
thought
know,
women
I just,
were supposed to lean in. Maybe she should go full racist.
And listen to
but
some
wait
of this.
A sec. So she, I'm looking at the picture now. She's wearing a hat that says WLM and has their logo on it, but that's it.
It's about marlins, white marlins.
No, I know.
It's not about what.
But I'm just saying, if you look at this picture, you wouldn't know that. So why should she know
this
how they...
This hat is very similar to the one that Kate Middleton wore. You don't know shit.
Exactly.
I don't know. This stuff just gets so crazy. See, here's what happened. This is why this all came out. They had a little competition on the show where the girls were modeling.
Yeah.
It was a modeling competition.
You tell them.
And Victoria F. won. And so Cosmo was going to put the winner on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine.
Okay.
Then Jessica Pels of Cosmo found out about this White Lives Matter thing for Marlins. And she said...
I wonder how she found out. Did someone narc?
Oh, I'm sure they did. She canceled it and said, we're not putting Victoria F. on the cover. The nature of the organization is neither here nor there, as in white marlins.
Yeah.
She said, both phrases and the belief systems they represent are rooted in racism. So she canceled...
You need a wee!
She canceled the shoot. So she will not be on the cover of Cosmo. And she was forced to give all this back... peddling, I'm so sorry, and I'll dedicate my life to racism and fighting it.
how will the world keep turning?
So anyway,
I can't believe people get up in arms about.
I know.
I mean, you're talking about a bachelor contestant,
mm-hmm,
didn't know what she was doing, a bad joke on a term, a magazine being way too sensitive.
Well. How shouldn't dumb. Okay, if this girl has to be so punished that she can never be on Cosmo and she can apparently never be a model and never whatever, shouldn't the person that came up with the advertising platform, shouldn't they be canceled? Shouldn't they be the ones really, 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 really canceled? And I don't mean it because I don't want them canceled, but I'm just saying, aren't there...
Well, I'll tell you this much. They'll never be on the cover of Cosmo.
Well, no, they won't because no one knows who they are. It's all blamed on this girl who was just like, hey, you want a modeling gig? Yeah.
She was complicit.
What's it pay?
She was complicit.
I'm going to ruin this magazine when I get home.
Isn't the White Marlin organization, aren't they
I'm sure
responsible
they are.
Too?
I'm sure they are, but they don't care.
You know what I did get? The Lane Bryant catalog out of my neighbor's mailbox. Thank you very much.
How stupid. Well,
they don't care because no one's going after them. They're all going after this girl who showed up in a photo shoot.
Yeah, it's Marlins Lives Matter.
And
maybe that's more important, saving the Marlins.
It's. I'm reading this stupid, this whole sequence of events, and I'm going, oh, my God, is this really happening? And then they start printing up, you know, that they'll show you a sequence of tweets of people to show you how upset Twitter is. Chelsea Collier. I don't understand how no one is talking about Victoria F. being a racist. This is not about differing political views. This is racism. They need to do a better job in casting The Bachelor. Sammy Bazami. Wow, Victoria F. is the biggest scam of The Bachelor and her fake confidence issues. A racist. And she slept with her best friend's husband.
Period.
She slept with her best friend's husband? Where did that come from? Is that real?
I have no idea. I guess someone on Twitter said so.
Okay. And then we have, let's see.
How dare you try to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation, punk motherfucker.
LAB 123.
Oh, I hate LAB 123.
He's a pain in the ass.
She tweets that Victoria F. really looks cute in racist red.
You know what? I gotta say, she does look cute in that racist red. Maybe that's her color.
She looks pretty cute in anything.
Yeah.
Bachelor Pete, of course, is forced to comment. And he said, and this guy
on Twitter?
No, he just released a statement of some kind because he was falling in love with a racist. I mean, isn't he complicit too?
Yes.
He fell in love with a racist.
Yes, so he's got racist undertones.
He says, I knew nothing about it. All I can speak on is my experience with her, and I truly enjoyed my experience with her. Because he's a racist.
Yeah, clearly.
He's a racist. They match up racist, good match. Chunk.
Period.
Definitely confirmation bias in that relationship.
The racist bachelor. I don't know what else to say. So anyway, I did what really petty people do. I went to the Twitter. I want to see these people's Twitter accounts. What do they do all day? I mean, is this what they do? Yeah. Run around?
Yeah, they're probably like Matt.
Oh boy.
So I go to Chelsea Collier, the one who, you know, the first one. I don't understand how no one is talking about Victoria F. being a racist. And I start reading the comments, you know, like people, what are they saying to her back, the people that follow her? And one comment is, it's a racist show, period. It only ever represents heteroformative and monosocietal standards.
What is that? What does that mean?
Heteronormative and monosocietal standards.
What is monosocietal?
I don't know. It's
So it only represents one society standards? Well, you know what? It's a TV show. They're going
to draw people.
The broadest audience they probably could.
I felt when I was reading that, I thought it was like watching that corporate cringe video. Yeah. Like, what is she talking about? Yeah. What is he talking about? Sammy, let's see.
Sammy Sweetheart.
Picture of...
Do you want to call the guy that made the White Lives Matters t-shirts? Because I found a story from 2016. Apparently, they did get a lot of shit back then.
Oh, really?
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
what?
A USA, USA Today story. White Lives Matter Marlin Conservation shirts.
Oh.
Fishing for trouble, some say. Some say.
She was in the shoot in 2016?
I don't know, but I'm taking objection to the headline of using
some say.
Some say. We. I know. Some people are saying.
That's
anybody want any more catfish?
I mean, when the president says.
It's pretty effective.
When the president says, hey, some people say that Hunter Biden.
Some people say.
People get mad at that. But.
My favorite was when he said, who's married to their brother? Is it Ilhan?
Omar.
Yeah, so Representative Ilhan, who some say has been married to her brother. I don't know what the story is. Anyway, so, she said blah, 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 blah.
But here it is.
He just dropped it in there.
In a USA Today headline.
It's pretty cool.
They're fishing for trouble, some say.
So
I'll look him up. Carry on.
The girl, Sammy Bazami, who says Victoria F. is the biggest scum of The Bachelor, and it's funny, her fake confidence issues, a racist, and she slept with her best friend's husband. She has another tweet right before it. It's a picture of Aliyah, who's one of the other contestants. And it says, Aliyah, and that quotes Aliyah. I've been abandoned by a lot of guys. And then Sammy Bazami says, yeah, probably because you wear prints like that. So here she is on one hand ragging this girl for wearing stupid looking prints, and then the next tweet is about what a racist this girl is.
It's clothes shaming.
What is going on?
Honey, I love you. I think you're a terrific girl, but you have clothes like a fucking dickhead.
Cut it out, Sammy Balsami.
So, along the same lines as Victoria F., who has become this, it seems like it's a fairly big deal.
Is there another Victoria on the show, by the way? I'm just curious.
Oh, because of the F usage? Instead of just Victoria?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know.
Her name is that her Fuller. Fuller.
Victoria Fuller.
Kyle Fuller's.
Yes, sister. Clearly. She wouldn't like it, though.
You've got the black girl at UVA, University of Virginia, bitching about too many white people at the Multicultural Center. Well, UVA responded, which is amazing to me. They responded and said that, first of all, this is not a public service announcement, as the girl said. She said this is a public service announcement. There's too many white people.
Now, did UVA really need to do that? That being said, I so love that they did. This is not an official public service announcement.
I can't even believe that they have to make an announcement clearing white people to be in this place, the Multicultural Center. They said, yes, white people can go to the Multicultural Center.
Just like black people can go anywhere on campus.
And then
POCs.
That the girl has defenders who are going on and on about UVA was built by slaves and had statues celebrating Civil War Confederate heroes.
And that's true.
Right, it is. So they knocked down the Confederacy heroes. They knocked down the statues. Why don't they knock down the school? Seriously. I'm serious. Thomas Jefferson, they say it was built by slaves. Thomas Jefferson, the worst person in the world. He had slaves. He had babies with slaves. If he's so horrible, it's because UVA brags about the great Thomas Jefferson and the architecture and how brilliant it is. And it's one of the big selling points of the school is it's just this beautiful campus.
Would you love to know if anybody got scholarships to go there, too, or if they're bitching about it?
Who knows?
Hey, fun fact, did you know Thomas Jefferson was 5'4"?
No, I did not know that. That is a fun fact.
I only know that because Trump called him Little Mikey because he was 5'4". Someone pointed out, hey, Thomas Jefferson was 5'4".
Is Mike Bloomberg 5'4"?
No, he's like 5. He's pretty short, but I think Trump said he was 5'4". Thanks for the loop. Thank you.
I think Trump is having trouble deciding whether to call him Mini Mike or Little Mikey.
Mini Mike's better.
Yeah, Mini Mike is really good.
Mini Mike had a terrible comeback to that when he's like, where I come from, we measure from the neck up. It's like, what? I know you're trying to talk about your brain, but that's just a really lame comeback.
I thought his comeback.
Nice comeback!
He should have said, yeah, my dick's 8 inches.
I thought his comeback on the Trump is a liar, he's got a fake tan.
Yeah.
It's like, he's not lying about his fake tan. I mean, there's a million other things you could have pointed out. I don't know why he went to the fake tan and the fake obesity or not. I forget how he said it. But yeah. Well, he's 1 pound from obesity.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I guess that's what's fake. So, because he went after his height. He went after his weight and his, okay. Anyway, I don't know. Is it, of course, I'm being silly about knocking the school down, but honestly, I don't understand why do people go to the school?
That's why I wonder
if this is all so upsetting. I don't know why you go there.
To make change.
And if you and if it is so bad, why don't they get rid of Thomas Jefferson and knock down statues?
Yeah.
Why don't they knock down the school and rebuild it? They've got plenty of money.
They should tear up that declaration he wrote too. Because people aren't totally pure. Everybody's got bad things about them. That doesn't make up what an individual is.
Then today, I read this story, and honestly, I read this stuff and I go,
this is the worst school ever. I mean, doesn't anything cool ever happen here?
I read this long story about George Washington and how terrible he is.
Yeah, there's a new book coming out. Well, not how terrible he is, but just...
No, how terrible he is. He's terrible.
I thought it was tearing down the myth of him.
They're pointing out that he did not have wooden teeth, as people believe.
You need a wee.
He had teeth made from ivory of animals.
You need a wee.
And his own slaves' teeth.
You need a wee.
And I think what is being suggested is that slaves had teeth pulled so that he could fill his dentures up. He was abusive to slaves. They mentioned him slapping some slave in the head. He sold slaves. And then they go on to say he lost more battles than he won. He wasn't even a great general.
My teeth were so messed up.
Now, when I was a kid, the main thing we learned about George Washington was that he could not lie. That he did, that he was accused of chopping down a cherry tree when he was a young kid. Yeah. And he said, I cannot tell a lie. I chopped the cherry tree down. Other than being the first president.
And, total myth.
And being, you know, a member, a very important person at the very outset of this country. I don't remember hearing anything bad about him.
No.
So how is it that from 1970 and to 1977 or whenever I was learning all this stuff about George Washington. So since then, literally 180 years later, all these new things have been learned about him. I don't get it.
You can only bury the truth for so long, Drew.
Was I living in the Soviet Union? I mean, I always thought we were the people that knew the truth, and they're the people with all the crazy propaganda. But now I'm starting to think that I was in the propaganda place.
Well, there's plenty of propaganda. Remember, we argued about Christopher Columbus so many times.
Well, it's just interesting that propaganda. All these people are complete bullshit now. And
How dare you try to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation, punk motherfucker?
Yeah. I still know, how do you find out all these terrible things about the guy since I got out of high school? Since I got 180 years go by, and then all of a sudden, all this stuff is learned.
I don't know.
Was it known, but we had propaganda history books in high school, in grade school?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because the other things he did to build the country are a little more important, I guess. Like, you know, remember he wouldn't run again because he said there shouldn't be a dictator. There should only be a minimal amount of terms.
But as far as pulling slaves' teeth, that seems like a very, very specific thing.
Well, you don't want the president to have missing teeth now, do you?
Gee, I can't wait till I go to hikes.
Well, I think they said he had wooden teeth. That was the myth. No, so history was changed so we would feel better, and now they're unchanging it so we'll know the horrible truth.
Pretty much.
Now we can take it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
History, a lot of history. History's built by the, what's that term? History's built by, or winners write history.
Winners, yeah, something like that.
Well, you know, on the other hand, when it came out that Martin Luther King witnessed a rape and laughed.
Yeah, no.
We were told that wasn't true, that was fake and that author's horrible and he should be canceled.
That's probably true. Maybe that's too soon.
You know, I'm a history buff.
I just want everything to line up. I want it all to make sense.
Nothing's ever going to line up.
So anyway, today I'm reading this story about UVA and that white people can indeed go to the multicultural center.
Oh, thank goodness.
And it dawned on me, I'm like, okay, and what's, is this girl getting just shit on all over the place? And I'm certain she is. And I'm looking it up and I realize that, and look it up if you can find it. Maybe I'm just not looking in the right places. It appears that no one ever identified her.
Hmm.
She was not doxxed. And doxing is something when someone does something like that, when they show up on a, you know, a viral video and they say something like Permit Patty or Nicholas Sandman. And he was, there were celebrities demanding he be doxed immediately. And we knew that he had paid for term papers.
Really?
He had answered an ad to buy term papers. So he cheated. That was known like the first hour.
How dare you?
Is that true, though?
I don't know.
All high school kids do that, though. Really?
Yeah, I honestly, I have no idea. In the end, of course, the story about Nicholas Sandman was much, much different. Although at the time, he was being accused of smirking and wearing a MAGA hat.
Well, he was.
And blocking a Vietnam vet slash
Native
American.
He's an old man. He's a big, strong-looking guy.
But he's a 16-year-old, and he was doxxed. And, I mean, people just wanted to do anything they could to point out how horrible he was. But yet this girl, no doxing. Mm. I'm curious about that because it seems like, it just seems like generally when those things come up, we know who they are immediately.
Seems like white privilege.
And their lives are immediately destroyed.
Is that because it was a video just put on? Where was that video put on originally? Was it Twitter?
I think it was on Twitter, which is where Nicholas Sandman was.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I would think it'd be easier to identify her. Nicholas Sandman was 16.
Yeah.
She's at UVA.
How did his name get out?
They just doxed him.
So there wasn't a media organization there or anything? It was just a handheld video? I mean, I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
Huh.
But I'm sure there were more than a few people who were
Be back in school.
He's not the only guy that's been doxed. A million people have been doxed.
No, no, no. I just wonder, like, who put it out, who was filming it. Because when you look at who was filming it, it didn't look like they wanted her to know that they were filming her.
The girl with the too many white people?
Yeah, because he's holding it down. Or whoever's recording it's holding it down.
Like, trying to pretend they're just holding their phone.
Yeah, you know, they said something in the story about who had actually made the videotape, and I'm trying to...
It'd be easy to find out who she is. Just find out who from UVA has been hired for a public relations firm since she's so good at public service announcements.
Well, you know what else is odd is if you look up the girl, if you just Google her, and look at the organizations that are doing stories on it, you'll find that, that story wasn't so interesting to a lot of people that usually will take interest in a story like that if it's the other way around or, you know, if it fits a better narrative.
Yeah.
But anyway, the fact is that if you're white and you want to go to UVA, you can go in the Multicultural Center.
And wow, that's pretty racist, but correct.
is that a monosocietal view?
Could be.
Speaking of a monosocietal view, did you see the uproar of Rush Limbaugh this weekend? Did you hear his comments?
I heard about somebody's mad at Rush Limbaugh, and I forgot what it was exactly.
Subject of his comments.
Oh, because Pete Buttigieg kisses his husband.
Yeah.
What?
Let me see if I can find the video.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
Yeah, Pete responded today.
Well, yeah, and he said something about taking
less. He actually said, though, it was kind of interesting. He said, I usually just hug.
You know what's funny about that? We were talking before Brandon had left, we were talking about this down here, Jim, where we're like, do you ever remember Pete Buttigieg kissing his husband?
Somebody had this is how I found out about it. On Friday night, I think Rush Limbaugh's quote was played on one of the news, either the news shows at night or maybe it was NBC News, and they showed them making out on the stand.
Brandon looked up pictures of it, and they've kissed plenty of times, but they're very tepid, and I was wondering, like, does he know that a lot of people just wouldn't like that? So
he's a beautiful man.
You know what, Drew? They had almost every kiss. Pete had his arm around, what's his name?
Chastin.
Like the same way, like they're usually hug. So that makes sense. Maybe they do just hug all the
time. Well, that's what he said. I mean, he could have said, look, if we want to make out for 20 minutes, we'll make out for 20 minutes.
And they go at it like Alan Tipper Gore did that one time.
He's got the most perfect dick I've ever seen.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I mean,
let's say you're the Democrat establishment. And
yeah,
you're faced with some hard, cold truths.
Get to the point.
You got Bernie number one, Booty Judge number two, and Klobuchar with her Klobe-mentum number three.
Klobe-mentum. He used
Pocahontas
the word.
Way back there in the background.
Pocahontas.
Barely out of the teepee.
Barely out of the teepee.
Bringing up the tail end. Biden's gone. So you're faced with a dyed-in-the-wool socialist who's not even a Democrat.
What?
A gay guy, 37 years old, loves kissing his husband on debate stages. You see Trump have fun with that?
Not really.
No, you already said he
would. And Amy Klobuchar. So you are whoever the grand poobah is in the Democrat Party. You're looking at your options today. And you're asking, okay, can we win with Klobuchar? We don't want to put Klobuchar up there because she doesn't have a prayer. Trump's going to...
Is this what Rush sounds like now? I mean, is that how he always sounds?
What, you mean just tonally?
He sounds different to me. I have not heard him...
He does have cancer. I don't know if that's wearing him out.
Well, no, I'm just asking how he sounds. I know he has cancer.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't listened to him in so long.
I haven't heard him in... I swear to God, I haven't heard him in a long, probably 15 years.
I couldn't honestly tell you.
I don't know. He sounds weird to me.
The floor
different.
With her, and that would mean two women in a row get wiped out by Donald Trump. Two Democrat women in a row. We can't have that. We can't let that happen. Then they're sitting there, and they're looking at Mayor Pete. 37-year-old gay guy, Mayor South Bend, loves to kiss his husband on the debate stage. And they're saying, okay, how's this going to look? 37-year-old gay guy kissing his husband on stage next to Mr. Man Donald Trump.
Anybody else?
What's going to happen there?
Mr. Man.
And they got to be looking at that, and they've got to be saying that despite all the great progress and despite all the great wokeness and despite all the great ground that's been covered, America's still not ready to elect a gay guy kissing his husband on the debate stage president. They have to be saying this, don't they?
Okay.
Now, there may be some Democrats who think that.
What's the upshot?
So basically what he's saying is America's not ready for a gay president.
Well, I don't think he's the only one saying that.
No, I know, but he says in a different type of manner, which it's interesting. I don't know if you saw Trump's comments. Trump didn't care. Did you see his comments on Pete Buttigieg?
Trump probably would love to run against Pete Buttigieg because...
Well, he's 37 and he's
honestly,
from South
Bend. You know what? I think it's a terrible thing to say, but I'm just being honest. I don't think a lot of people are ready to see the president making out with his husband.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
And I know that's ridiculous and it's stupid, but, and I'm not saying everyone, I'm just saying there's some people who will go, I don't want, the woman on TMZ saw them kissing and went, what, that's his husband. I want my vote back.
The thing I understand about her is she's totally cool with him. Just everything was fine until she found out that he goes home and has a guy suck his dick.
She's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old.
But did you hear what she said?
Yeah.
She quotes the Bible and says he ought to go to church.
Can never argue.
So she probably goes to, she's probably in a church that is very anti-gay.
Well, no, I'm sure she is. I just find that amazing that, you know, because
Jesus Christ.
He's going home and, you know, taking in the ass or whatever that bothers her, changes her opinion on his, you know, how he is.
Who knows?
Klobuchar might be taking it there too. You don't know. You know, who cares what they're doing in the room?
I'm not judging anybody, but I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying. I just don't understand why people think that way.
Well, if the church is, and I have no idea, this woman may not even go to church. She may be an agnostic. She may be an atheist. I don't know what she is, but judging from what she said, I wouldn't be surprised at all if she is a heavy church-going person who sees those messages she gets from the church as being something that forms the structure of her life.
She misses the one about loving one another, though. That's kind of weird.
Well, no, I mean, we can all take pieces of the Bible and argue back and forth.
I just think it's a weird thing. Like, she's totally fine with him and his policies and what he says and believes until she finds out what's happening with his penis.
Well, that's why people... I mean, why did people hide that they were gay for forever and ever and ever? Because they knew it would change people's opinion of them.
I know. And I know there's people out there that feel that way.
And that's why I keep asking about churches and why political correctness doesn't ever attack the church. It never does. It's sort of, that's the church. So they can do whatever they want to do. They can think however they want to think. But, you know, this one on The Bachelor who's in an ad.
You know, things that matter, right?
Yeah. I know, it's weird. That's why I say it. I just want everything to make sense, but it never will, and it won't. It doesn't. How far in are we, Jim?
About 145.
Okay. The Delta...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Delta's CEO is just getting wailed on.
Dick.
I know. I am so glad, too, because fuck you, Ed Bastian.
Yeah!
Who, you know, this woman... This story's so funny, too. This guy's just going, banging on this woman's seat in front of him because she reclined. He's in a chair that won't recline. He's in the last row, right?
Is it the very last row or is it the last row? Whatever.
He can't recline. No, he can't recline. So she's right in his face.
What's he doing up there?
Andy's probably by the toilet, so double whammy.
Yeah, and I don't know why somebody who is, you know, so space conscious would allow himself to be in such a seat.
Space conscious.
But... that's the case, and so he doesn't like it, so he punches the chair, and then I guess she doesn't get any response, so then he just starts punching it. I mean, over and over and over. If you haven't seen the video, it's kind of incredible, because he looks like a really normal guy. His head shaved.
Yeah.
He's got a beard. He looks like he's got some nerdy-looking glasses on, but he looks like a very regular guy, and he just keeps punching the chair. And this woman, who's probably an older woman, right?
Not too
50,
old.
60,
yeah,
maybe.
60 years old, 50 years old, something like that. And she is just, she's resigned to being in the reclined position. She's like, he can hit that chair 1,000 times and I am not unreclining.
There's so many interesting aspects to the story. Number one, if someone was doing that, wouldn't you just say, all right, this guy's an asshole. I'm putting my seat up.
Yeah, I would.
Or because how about
I'd rather not have my seat punched the whole flight.
Oh, fuck yeah. Especially, she needs x-rays now. She was going for x-rays. She thinks she might have.
Are you serious?
Yes. She said she was getting x-rays done.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God.
Oh, come on.
She also said she was calling the FBI.
I knew that. That I knew, yeah. Which, you know, the FBI didn't answer the phone because they got better things to do.
She is concerned she might have CTE. She,
Oh, I said that. That was my joke.
She may have broken ribs. She said she had headaches.
Oh, God.
Well, then why don't you unrecline if you're getting a headache?
Yeah, you do want a headache.
That's what
so
I mean.
She basically said, I'm okay with a headache because...
So anyway, her response afterwards made people just hate both of them.
Oh, yeah, they're both
most
the worst people.
Just thought they were the biggest idiots.
Actually, the two best people got put together in this story.
Yeah, they were perfect for each other.
Neither one of them handled it the right way.
Although more people hate him, I think.
Well, he's an ass.
He's a total ass.
I wonder, did he ask her, like, can you please, I'm 8 feet tall, can you please put your seat up? I can't recline. I'm limited on space here.
I don't know.
Well, and with social media and phones, I mean, she could have easily, this could have been squashed if she just would have said, excuse me, sir, can you stop punching my seat? Or he said, Could you please move it up a little bit?
I wonder if any of that happened or if he immediately just started going on tech. Because the one video, you could hear him saying something to her. I don't know what he said.
I think he did ask her to move the seat up, but I think he might have punched it first.
Oh, one of those passive-aggressive, like, I don't have enough room back here. Oh, that was an accident, but this isn't.
Well, anyway, just when you think there's got to be someone good in this story, there isn't. Because the Delta CEO, Ed Bastian, comes out and says...
He dry-gulched you? Now, wait a minute. That's your fault. You got to keep your guard up. There's no excuse for getting dry-gulched. You got me?
The proper thing to do when you recline into somebody is that you ask if it's okay. And this guy just got wailed on because mainly it's like, why do you make the seats recline if you can't recline? Why isn't there more space, yep. Fuckface CEO? And when's the last time you flew commercial... Does he really have any idea what it's like?
No.
Judd Apatow.
That's just another challenge for the chair.
Judd Apatow immediately tweeted, we pay to recline.
Shut up.
Some people are demanding boycotts.
When's the last time he flew? Not in first class.
The chair.
Oh, Wendy Williams wants to press charges.
Wait, on who?
Press charges against the guy behind her.
Okay.
Not the Wendy Williams TV Wendy Williams.
Oh, that's right. Like, Wendy Williams is trying to divert all the attention away from her by...
I forgot. That is her name. The
spelled differently,
yes.
I believe.
D-I-W-E-N-D-I.
Yeah.
Wendy Williams, on the other hand, she's apologizing because she was complaining about gay guys dressing like women.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, let us wear our heels and dresses, something to that effect.
They said something, too, about how... Gay guys don't have periods, so they cannot say they're women.
I guess, like, there's something a bunch of women get together on Valentine's Day and, be women, and she didn't want any gay guys involved in that because they are different, which they are. I mean, they're guys.
I'm in between sizes.
But then she went on to talk about, which, do gay guys wear dresses and heels, or is that
people that
cross-dressers
identify
trans?
As women or
yeah.
cross-dressers?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can't keep
a lot of gay guys don't.
How do you know?
I seen him.
Takes one to know one.
So, yeah, Ed Bastian, I don't know what his, is he going to be canceled? He should be canceled.
He should be fired.
Well, thank God he finally came out and cleared that up for everyone,
Yeah. It is sickening how tight they have made planes.
Yeah.
And that's really, I'm amazed that this doesn't happen more often.
Well,
she happened to tape it, and he happened to be a big asshole.
Problems on flights all the time.
Yeah. Oh, somebody got... Did you see somebody...
I have to go home. I have to go home. I have to go home. I want to be a pilot.
Wasn't somebody just told they can't fly anymore or they were put in jail for something?
No more planes for
you?
There
was something like... Yeah, I think it was a no more planes for you. Finally.
Huh.
I think it's so easy. It's like, when you punch the seat in front of you,
yeah,
you shouldn't fly. You have abused your privilege. It should be a privilege to fly.
Not a right?
No, it shouldn't be a right. If you're going to put the plane in danger, do you hear about somebody tried to open the emergency door the other day?
Can't do it.
No, don't fly. I don't care. They wanted to do it, and that's enough for me.
Why?
Anybody that even wants to open that door can't fly ever again.
Shouldn't there be normal airlines where there's more space? Maybe tickets are a little more.
Yeah.
But there's just a code of conduct you have to follow. And if you don't, then it is you can't fly in normal air anymore. You have to fly in Spirit.
Yeah, that's a cool idea. That could be the second step, and then when you're kicked off the non-normal airlanes, then there's no more flying for you.
Yeah.
No more flying for you.
I remember when I was young, I'd go in an airplane, and I'd walk up, I'd buy a ticket, I'd go on a plane. Nobody thought about bombs, and nobody thought about security. You'd walk in, you'd give the ticket to the person at the gate.
Yep.
I mean, I hate to say this, but I'm old enough to remember when it was a big deal to fly.
I know,
it was a big deal. People got dressed up to go on airplanes.
Oh, that sounds awful.
They actually did. They got kind of dressed up.
Did they have more room then?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because, that would be awful now. I'd never wear a suit.
I got to see if I can find the story. This guy got in trouble at an airport, and he was kicked out of the gate area.
Oh, I think I know what
I don't want to say why until I find the whole story.
There's so many of them out there. Again, with phones, they're all over the place, so people catch everything.
Balls.
What's he doing up there?
I can't find it, but basically this guy was kicked out of the airport and arrested because he was smoking at the gate.
Oh, that guy.
What?
Yeah. Why was he smoking at the gate?
I bet you he hasn't flown in a long time. He was tasered and wrestled to the ground.
For smoking?
Smoking at the gate.
You know what? It's not allowed on Facebook probably, Mark. That's why.
He pushed the gate agent. The gate agent told him to put out his cigarette, and he shoved her.
What happened to the guy? Remember the captain and the flight attendant, and he shoved her? Remember that?
No.
They were coming off the plane in the sort of closed-in area, and they were they were snapping at each other, and I think she shoved him, and he shoved the shit out of her.
Yeah,
vague record. Where's the captain?
I'm sure they're flying again.
I got to turn the heat down. Is it a million degrees down here?
I thought always. I just took my sweatshirt off.
I am so hot. I'm sweating profusely. Good God!
Oh, I got the I'm greatest story. I'm sweating through my clothes. It's this damn climate.
When talking about some of the Bachelor women, too, it reminded me, we've got to get into... I know you said Drew saw Dateline, right?
Yes. Oh,
because Dateline was a story. It's one that we've talked about off the air, but I've not talked about on the air. And it was like crazy woman true crime show on Friday night, because Dateline had this story with a crazy lady and her husband on there.
Mark, I said this was a perfect... I needed a Dateline for this story. Ugh. I couldn't follow it. And Kate, in the first 30 minutes, she was going, what is going on? I can't... and I'm like, just stick with it. It'll help us here.
You need one of the infamous Mike Clark flowcharts when he would write people's names down. How they connect, like a detective would.
Because there was a child, an autistic child, adopted, but who were... Who were they adopted from? How were they related?
And there were exes that were murdered. Basically, there were five people connected to this couple, and they ended up dead, and there are two more people that were shot at. Their kids are missing. They've been missing since December, and that's kind of the big thing.
It's September, like, I thought.
September?
Well, that's when the one kid got out of school, or he hadn't been in school.
Really blew up, I thought, in December, and these people hadn't been found, and they finally... Keith Morrison finally found it. He's taking a lot of credit for finding them in Hawaii.
Oh, he didn't find it. Like, he's sitting on the computer. Doing it.
All Keith Morrison did in Hawaii was drive that Jeep around. He was driving a Jeep around with the top off. So he could let that sweet hair just flow in the wind. Here's her
name. They had dinner. The food didn't matter.
Her name is Lori Vallow, and then she... I can't even keep it all straight anymore. But she married a guy named Chad Daybell, which...
Mark, that's her fifth or sixth marriage, Chad.
No, I know.
So, Vallow, what the...
So she's now... Now it's Chad and Lori Vallow, or Daybell is her name. And they've been missing. They finally found them in Hawaii, and the Idaho police want them.
Hawaii.
Because her 17-year-old daughter and her 7-year-old son are missing, and nobody can find them. And it's assumed that they are murdered because they've had five other people around them murdered.
What else? And then to know, too, I mean, there was the friend they were talking to, and she had mentioned...
Jim, I watched all 2 hours, and I'm still confused as to who was killed and who wasn't.
Oh, I can't keep track. We need the flow chart.
But
for real.
The interesting part about this story, to me, this Chad and Lori Daybell and their missing kids, is that they're podcasters. And
that's how they got hooked up.
And their podcast is about the apocalypse and the end of time and end of days and how it's coming. And they were preppers in Idaho.
June 22nd. Get ready.
Yeah, this year, right?
Yeah, it's June 22nd, 2020.
Did they start preparing a little too early?
Yeah, well, and then she made the comment to her friend about, I don't want my kids to, it's going to be awful. Only 144,000 people, and I'm one of them. I'm a god, so I'm not going to be, you know, I have to, and my children apparently aren't part of it. So she had this fantasy of driving off a cliff.
Yeah.
To save them from having to go through the apocalypse.
Which... I mean, so you're going to horrifically... I'd rather go through the apocalypse than be murdered by my parents. Yes,
at least I have a chance, right? Maybe I'm one of the 144,000.
And call me crazy, but maybe the apocalypse isn't going to happen.
Oh, God, I want her to be in jail on that day. Just so she's freaking out for the next 4 months.
Oh, but would that not be the ultimate I told you so if the apocalypse does happen?
Yeah.
Just know that.
Believe me, I thought that just a smidgen of in my brain was like, what if June 22nd is the last day of the world?
But they cannot arrest this couple because there's nothing, there's no body. There's no murder to arrest them on.
And they're not saying anything. Part of me feels like maybe they have the kids somewhere in a bunker.
They don't. Yeah. Did you watch it?
Yes.
And they're podcasters?
Well, they're not both
apocalyptic podcasters, right?
Yeah,
she was a fan of the podcast and got invited in.
I know.
And then she thought she was a big deal.
Well, because she's hot and he wanted to bang her. Started, we know that's why.
Start banging one of his listeners.
Yes. Did. Hey, podcasters can bang their listeners.
Really?
It happens.
Oh, cool. All right.
I wonder if anyone listening now thinks the end of the, or that listened to that podcast.
Here's a side issue with that story. Why are so many Mormon women hot? Because this woman was very attractive. She still is very hot. And her friend, who was a Mormon, was pretty hot that they talked to.
You know, that's a good question because I was looking at this picture. It was like some Mormon event, and there were a lot of women there. And I was like, why does this picture look so weird? And they were dressed. They're dressed more formally.
Yeah.
Not like crazy, like, you know, 1800s or something.
Yeah, not right.
Just more formally. And I realized that it was the same thing happening when I was walking down the street in London. Ooh! I noticed that, wait, everyone's thin in this picture.
Well, that's because they walk
everyone
everywhere.
Is thin in this picture. Well, are they very disciplined about what they eat and what they drink?
The Mormons?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? They don't drink caffeine.
Nothing with caffeine.
Hmm.
Oh, that's right.
So,
like Julianna Hough, there's a Mormon. I mean, she's really
Jody Arias.
She's thin.
Now that was
she was hot at one point. It's funny there were two Mormon stories or two.
Well, with the crazy, I was saying how it was crazy women true crime on Friday night because the Jody. Did you watch 2020 with Jody?
I've
Arias?
Had enough Jody Arias.
Yeah,
was there too. Something new?
Well, I forgot this one part. Jody Arias who killed Travis Alexander and I mean that was a huge court case.
It was a
covered.
Big court case. She was on the stand for months.
Yeah.
It seemed like.
My big takeaway
crazy
was,
shit.
Was the lie. She said, when Travis made me come over and blow him, and then he just threw Toblerone at me. Remember that story?
Yeah, the chocolates.
Yes.
What did that mean?
Well, she was just trying to rip it.
Sounded like a ritualistic thing.
Maybe.
Like, she dug it.
So, but I forgot the part when they busted her, and boy, did they ever nail her, because they caught her because she was taking pictures of the guy she murdered. And dropped the camera, and it took pictures of her there and him stabbed and bloodied, and she threw it in the washing machine. And what do you know? They retrieved all the pictures. Do you think she would have gotten away with it if they didn't have the camera?
No.
She would have had a better chance.
She would have had
a better chance, sure.
But then,
so she didn't know they had those pictures, and the cop drives all the way from Tempe to wherever she was living in California and is asking her about it. And she's like, well, how did he die? Like, asking all these questions. And... you know, the guy, the detective's going along with it until he finally shows her the picture of her at the murder scene in her nude, which was also on the camera roll.
To
which I thought, why did he cover up her private areas? Just show her nude to herself. So her first story was, I didn't kill him. Her second story, this is the part I forgot about until I watched 2020. Do you remember her first reasoning as to what happened, her first defense? She said two guys came in and killed him, but let her live. They called it the ninja defense. No,
I mean, that's what I mean. I'm so Jodi Arias out. There was so much bullshit. She was on the stand forever and ever and ever. I couldn't even watch her on the stand after a while. I was so tired of it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It was still a fun story.
The other story was, to me, just incredible.
Yes.
And I just had so many strong feelings about it.
Which one? This one?
No, what is this? Is that Jodi Arias?
I don't find Jodi Arias that attractive. And I think it's because I saw her on the stand so long, I hate her.
That was the first Jodi Arias you met. You didn't meet the blonde who they met outside, you know, at MGM.
Yeah, she was cute. Like here. She's definitely cute.
Yeah, she's
dual. She's attractive.
She had a huge rack.
Huge mouth, too.
Maybe I saw her nude and I wasn't.
Yeah, when you see this.
Clark just tore that apart when you saw it.
She looks cute there, though.
Wow, what is it?
Yeah, that's the
I saw her rack before.
Yeah, she has fake ones, doesn't she?
Remember the waterfall picture, the hot tub picture?
Are those boobs real?
They look kind of fake to me. They look like she's on her back and it looks like they're not sloping to the side or falling over.
Are they
over,
good fake boobs?
Yeah, they're good fakers.
They look pretty good for fake boobs.
Yeah, look, they're stuck pointing straight out even though she's on her back.
They look all right.
No, that doesn't look all right.
What is going on there?
I can't look at this anymore.
What'd you do to that, Travis?
Who, this guy?
Well, the Dateline show, though, when someone's husband is murdered and someone's wife dies suddenly, and it's a shock to everyone, and they get married 2 weeks after his wife died, 4 months after her husband is murdered, it seems to me, I feel like there ought to be something where you just go, okay, we're putting you in legal purgatory. Just stop.
Yes.
You're going to be there. You're not guilty. You're not even arrested yet. But you guys are up to no good, and we're going to find out what it is.
We need some time to investigate this. Yeah. But in the meantime,
because then all these other people start dying, and her kids are missing.
Yeah.
And this is what I just can't get over. She has two kids. The boy, the autistic boy, is how old?
Seven.
I don't know.
He's adopted. I have no idea who the parents are.
I don't either. The girl is 17, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It seems to me, if you cannot tell me where your children are and they're under 18, that you're under arrest.
Well,
just like the skeleton guy whose three boys he could not produce, he would not produce, and they had to charge him eventually with what? Kidnapping, was it? Or
I can't remember what they.
I don't either, but I mean it's a real legal problem.
They gave her a deadline.
I can't believe there is not a law that says you have to tell us where your children are. If Child Protective Services come by, because people say, "What happened to their kids? Where are their kids?" and they come by and you can't tell us where your kids are, then fuck you. You're under arrest.
And she has no interest. She hasn't shown any interest to anyone in trying to help them.
When anyone asks, they just get annoyed.
And it came out like yesterday that she has been logging in to the school surveillance of where her child goes. Her 7-year-old autistic kid goes to some school, and you can see what's going on in the
classroom. She's logging in. What is that supposed to mean?
Exactly. Well, I don't know. I can't follow any of this.
He doesn't go there. No one knows where he is.
No, but it made me
think. And if you lost your 7-year-old, then you go to jail.
But it made me think maybe she...
Well, I don't know about that. It might be a little heavy-handed now.
Maybe she knows where he... Or she did give him to someone, and he's in a bunker, and she's trying to see if he's back
in
class.
Okay, then tell us. We all need to know.
Exactly. I know, but...
Because, you know, sometimes people ask us to look for their kids, and now this is somebody who's asking us to ignore the fact that no one knows where their kids are, and is not good enough.
To her defense, she doesn't want you guys to look for the kids.
No, I know she doesn't. But I'm just saying, you know, tomorrow it will be someone begging us to look for their kids.
The state of Idaho, you know, gave her a deadline to...
Yeah, and it went by and nothing happened.
Can I just point out, and I know they mean well, but the people that were waiting for her to show up at the deadline show up, they knew she wasn't going to show up.
Well, then she should have been put under arrest. Why?
Well, she was in Hawaii,
law. I don't know why there isn't a law. I don't understand it.
Why did they give her like 5 or 7 days? Like, show us your damn kid tomorrow.
And by the way, if anybody's husband is murdered and they act the way she acts, they should be put under arrest because they're acting weird.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he wasn't murdered.
There should be an arrest for acting weird.
It was self-defense, Drew.
That is too weird.
It was self-defense. Oh, yeah. The brother
was. Sure it was. And she's cracking jokes 10 minutes after he's dead.
Oh, she can't bring him back.
Hey, they're joking the whole way home.
She can't bring him back. What do you want her to do?
She should have been arrested, because if she had, we'd know where those two kids are.
Sure, we all mourn differently.
Well, they were separated. Agree differently. They were separated, so she didn't have the same feelings for him, obviously.
She seemed really concerned, though, when they finally caught them in Hawaii 2 weeks ago, and the reporter asked, about your children. I thought she seemed really concerned.
Where the couple was separated, questioned, and the rental car towed. All routine, all expected steps in any serious criminal case.
By the way, when you were upstairs, Jim and I were saying that Morrison was acting like he caught them when he was not in Hawaii that whole time. He had a producer there, or else there would have been video of Morrison, right?
But he's the voice. He's the face of Dateline. So.
You got a free trip so he can drive around in that Jeep?
I know, he was
weird.
Getting off.
Chad weird. And Laurie were not arrested. They were instead allowed to go free.
Look how hot she looks, man.
As they made their way to the hotel and the beach beyond, East Idaho News...
She's keeping her body pretty tight for the apocalypse.
I gotta say, she is.
Since I know it's coming up in June, I'm just gonna let myself go.
Porter, Nady confronted them with a barrage of questions.
Here we go.
Did you do something to your children? Are your children still alive? There's people around the country praying for your children, praying for you guys. Why don't you give us answers?
That's great.
Have you committed any crimes? Lori, you have a lot of cash there. Are you guys planning to leave Hawaii?
Did you really...
The cameraman zooms in on her ass, too.
I was hoping.
Now, this is the part I was telling you about before the show, Jim. They're interviewing these two small-town reporters.
An intern and a reporter.
An intern on the right, and then the reporter.
Why is the intern in the interview? The intern, he clearly is like out of his depth.
I think he just was hired full time. He was just an intern a month ago, and he just was hired full time.
They didn't ask him any questions. Morrison never asked him a question.
I know, why not just plunk Melania down there? Why is he doing there? He's
Looks
doing
like
nothing.
You're keeping your bod pretty tight.
So this question they ask the real reporter, listen to his answer. Know what your answer is in your head, because that's what the guy, the intern on the right, is thinking. Is like, there's no fucking way she was going to answer.
Did you really expect that they would say anything? I was hoping. I was hoping. And I thought maybe
the intern's laughing at him for hoping.
Based on the fact that they have put up this story to apparently many of their followers online, that it's all been twisted, that they're innocent, that they did nothing wrong.
Online message boards obtained by Dateline show Chad does have supporters. Like
okay,
these.
Pause. Okay, now it's official. Everyone has supporters. It doesn't matter
I
what crime.
Without my following.
It doesn't matter what crime you commit. You will have people that support you. I don't understand this. There were some things that were universally wrong and right at one time, but not anymore.
Well, let's
everyone has supporters.
Maybe the supporters make a very compelling
we
argument,
both
though.
Know that anything could be twisted by Satan and his minions.
See?
To the destruction of all
involved. That makes sense.
If they want to kill the Christians, LDS, etc., they will separate and hunt us one by one.
I disagree with that. If they really wanted to kill a whole group of people, they wouldn't do it one by one, would they?
No.
It's not very efficient.
You couldn't do that all on June 22nd.
That's all great, but where are the two kids? Where are your kids? Why don't you answer?
I do not believe they are guilty of heinous crimes and will stand by them all as doing the best they can under the circumstances.
Because I like listening to their podcast.
Under the circumstances of her husband being murdered, his wife dying suddenly, and them getting married 2 weeks after his wife dies? Really? Come on, that's so fucking ridiculous.
Stop fucking reporting me, bro.
In the eyes of their supporters,
I just can't get over how great she looks, man.
Not been arrested is proof enough of their innocence. They haven't been charged with a crime.
That's funny. She's on the run and hiding, but she still has time to get her hair done and dyed. And
oh yeah, it looks like she has some highlights, lowlights, all of it.
The traffic stop in Kauai, for instance, was only to serve.
No, so
on that highlight though.
Oh,
that fucking highlight though.
We staked out both the front and back end.
No, you didn't. Your producer did.
Waited for hours. No sign of Chad, Lori, Tylee.
By the way, for the apocalypse coming out, I think Chad's been working out, too. He wants to look good for the world.
Him, look at him there. He's dropped some pounds recently.
Big time.
He's probably not eating. He's going to jail soon.
You're right.
When are these people going to jail? How long is it going to take to put this case together?
We spotted them walking out of the
front. He's looking hotter.
We're just wondering where you guys are headed to. You guys headed back to Idaho?
No children with them.
In beachwear? With their beach stuff?
It looked like they were on their way to the beach, not the airport.
He's heading out today? No
comment. Hey, isn't the stalking? Well,
how can these people be so relaxed?
That's when they thought they were going to Mexico.
They had a plane chartered, didn't they?
But then they ended up just going to the beach, I guess.
This was the afternoon of Tuesday, January 28th. The court order required Lori to have Tylee and JJ in Idaho no later than 5 p.m.
I don't think he's going to make it.
January 30th.
That's great.
2 days from the time we shot this video of Chad and Lori. Would she meet the deadline?
No.
I don't think so.
Of course not. I love how they go to the office at 5 o'clock on that day.
That's what I mean. And the families are actually waiting.
Oh, we're finally going to get to see the kids again.
No, I mean, I think it's more, you know, the poor grandparents. To their defense, I think it's more about, it's a media opportunity to say, hey, she didn't show up. Where are the fucking kids?
What else are you going to do? Yeah. I mean, the grandparents seem completely sincere. They have been saying their daughter is nutso forever.
Is that even their daughter? I don't think that's their daughter. That's part of what I couldn't follow about.
It's
this
not
true.
What, the girl, the psycho girl who can't tell us where her kids are? That's not the grandparents' daughter?
No, that's, I think, their son who's adopted by her. I'm told, yes. Jim and I were saying when you were upstairs, we're totally confused about the timeline and family line, even after watching Tate.
I was confused, too. And how many people are dead? You've got the dead husband, the dead wife. Who else is dead?
Well, if you're not counting the kids yet.
Okay. I'm counting the kids. That's
okay. Five dead, and then two other people were shot at.
Oh,
Who's the fifth dead?
Well, the two kids.
The two exes. Right.
The two ex, her brother.
Spouses.
Her brother.
Oh, her brother killed himself. Oh,
and the old ex-husband who died supposedly of a heart attack.
Yeah,
they
that's
assume
right.
Assume that the brother had something to do with
oh,
it.
Oh, that's right.
That was years ago. A couple years ago.
Yeah.
It's so confusing.
And these people are free. They're free right now.
I got a podcast to do, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough being a single mom, you know.
Are they free right now? Is there any?
Yes.
They're not in jail. No, they're not in jail.
No, they're free, Mark.
They also had great video of them, once the kids went missing, of Lori buying a storage unit and then... moving all this stuff.
Yeah, moving shit in, moving shit out, moving shit in, moving shit out, and then
they
leave the kids' bicycles in there and photo albums of the kids. Now, anybody who has kids knows that you don't just fucking throw away photo albums.
Maybe she stored them in the cloud.
Well, I would probably. But...
maybe she scanned all the pictures and stored them in the cloud.
Yeah, right.
What? That's what her defense is going to say.
Well, you're probably right. Well, they better finish it by just June 22nd.
So why are all Mormon women hot?
I can't answer that.
Somebody out there, please let me know.
Well, that story was just so bizarre. I don't know. I just wanted to yell at the TV a million times because, I don't know. I think Delbert was right a long time. Delbert was way out of his time. We need the sweat box. Put people in the sweat box until they come out with it. You just turn it up a couple degrees at a time, and eventually they'll come out with it.
Bye-bye, son of a bitch.
I had a crazy thing happen on Friday. First of all, we were missing people for No BS News. So Mark ends up filling in on No BS News.
It was a good episode to fill into because Dan Miller.
Dan Miller.
There, so.
From Fox 2 Sports, Lions play-by-play. You know, Dan's great. And there's a lot to talk about right now.
Yeah, Mel Tucker, JV.
This isn't a sports podcast, but there still is a lot to talk about. So Charlie had had Dan on, and they had a great time, and he had another interview as well.
Yeah,
so,
a woman who has to report to Macomb County Jail.
Yeah.
And just the conditions sound awful.
So anyway, today, somehow, the first episode was put up as the new episode. Yes. So if you get No BS News... you need to delete that episode to get the new one delivered?
Yeah, if you're listening and it sounds like Todd Flood's on there, that was the very first episode Charlie did. So just delete it from your device and then re-download it because the feed needs to catch up.
Weird.
And I would like to point out this would have happened whether or not I had anything. I had nothing to do with that part.
No, you were.
You asked me. I'm like, that was very nice of you to ask if it would have happened if I was there or not.
Well, I just wanted to know.
No, I know.
I was just curious. I mean, you got sucked.
Nice job! None of you!
It was a last-minute thing, and it was like, hey, couldn't we have a little more notice if somebody's going to be missing and we need to help out?
Two people will help you
find somebody, but it's hard at the last minute. And anyway, it all came out fine, and then this other weird thing happened, and so, you know, that's a one-in-a-million kind of deal.
But the episode's there, nobsnews.com or wherever you want to listen.
What also happened on Friday was I got up and I realized that, you know, I've been looking at this dashboard and it has been saying good oil change soon.
Uh-oh.
For about a week. Oh. And I don't drive that much. So I figured, well, I got to get this done. I'm going to keep putting it off. And it's not something you want to keep putting off. So I go to the oil change, what will be referred to as the oil change place.
Oh, so it must have been a bad situation.
For now.
Can I ask you, is it one of those 10-minute and duns, or is it one of the like dealership type where you drop your car off?
No, 10-minute and done.
Okay.
Yeah, it's they just do oil changes and, you know, filters and all that business, and they inflate your tires to the right.
Always have the fear of being upsold there.
Yeah, that's true.
To which I have the standard line, it's a lease, I don't care, I don't want to do it.
Well, I've been there many times, and honestly, I've never had a problem before, and as far as I knew, I didn't have a problem. I drove out, I drove home, and then Friday night, I had to go to 7-Eleven, and it was kind of chilly out, so I started the car, which is kind of wimpy. It's like, you know, just driving a few blocks, but
No, it's not.
Anyway, I opened the door, and I'm hit by the exhaust coming in my face, and I'm like, oh my God. It was kind of windy, and for some reason, it was blowing it right in my face, and I get in the car, and I start driving to 7-Eleven, and I realize, well, look at all that smoke behind my car. What the fuck is going on? It seems like an awful
really
lot of
exhaust.
Really
white, too?
Yes. So I, Saturday, it's completely off my mind now because it's a new day.
Yeah.
It's a new day. And I get up and I'm thinking, shit, I got to go to the bank. I put it off. It's like 20 of one. I'm playing blackjack. Like, one more hand. One more hand. One more hand.
I don't know what that's like.
And I'm thinking,
P.U.
I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to be that asshole that shows up at 5 to 1. But oh, well, they close at 1. So I go to the bank. I get there at 5 to 1. And on the way there, I notice that, can't see out my rear view window because there's just smoke out the back. I can't even see the car behind me. And I'm looking out the side mirror and I'm like, yeah, there is a car behind me. If I didn't have so much smoke coming out of my exhaust, I could see it. I get to the bank. I leave the bank.
Were you dropping oil slicks too, like Spy Hunter?
No, not yet. Not that I know of. So I'm like, okay, I was going to go work out. I got to go right to. You edit that.
Yeah, mark that time.
Mark that, please. I got to go right to the oil change place and tell them that, and I do, I pull in there and I said, I came in here Friday and everything was okay, except that it said I need an oil change. I got the oil change and I drove out and all of a sudden smoke is billowing out the back of my car, just billowing. And so, you know, there's a little bit of dicking around and, oh, well, yeah, you got a new oil filter. It looks like it might have been torn.
That's you driving.
I'm like...
And this is your car.
Did you ever play Spy Hunter?
No.
You could drop oil slicks and you could drop smoke behind you to mess with people.
You make me want to smoke!
So I'm sitting there, I'm screwing around on my phone, they're screwing around, they're testing this, testing that, and they said, turn the car on. I'm like, are you sure? I said, it's going to smoke up this whole place. They go, turn the car on. I'm like, okay, turn it on. And I'm not kidding, within like 10 seconds, the guys working in their docks are like, hey, turn that car off!
Did you go, I told you!
The whole place is full of smoke, and the person in the car next to me is putting her window up. And so,
right, it's not my fault!
They start working on it again. And, you know, do this, do that, do this, do that. And I'm on my phone. I don't care.
Here's
like,
a nice piece of shit.
This is their problem. And so I said, okay, turn your car on. I'm like, are you sure? Yeah, turn your car on. It should be okay. Turn it on. It's on for like 5 seconds. Turn it off! Turn it off! I turn it off. So then they start doing some other tests. And I noticed that both people are on the phone with people like, well, wait, we tried this. And blah, 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 blah. And she says, I'm talking to my boss. He's a mechanic, you know, and so on. And she gets back. She does this other test. And
it's quite pungent.
She says, you've got 3 cylinders that aren't firing.
What?
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means exactly.
You sell cars.
And I said,
sell them.
I said, well, okay, whatever. If I have three cylinders that aren't firing, they weren't firing when I came in here on Friday.
Yeah.
And if they still aren't firing, for some reason, now they're not firing, and smoke's billowing out the back of my car. So if you were me, wouldn't you think it had something to do with while I was sitting here?
Yes.
Well, I would, except that I just, you know, we just diagnosed this, and I'm like...
No, none of that matters.
So I
none
said...
None of that matters, though. Did you say that? It doesn't matter. I brought it was this way, and I left and it's this way.
I pretty much did, and I said, put yourself in my position. You drive in here with a car that has a normal exhaust,
yes.
And you drive out with billowing smoke out the back of your car. Wouldn't you think?
I've referred to that as Drew logic so many times, where it's the most simple, obvious thing. It's not.
I thought so.
It was this way, and now it's this way. So none of that other stuff matters.
They did not agree with me.
Did you also ask him?
Does it smell good enough for you in there? How do you like the smell? Is it good?
They didn't agree with you, Drew?
No, they did not agree.
Crazy,
with me.
I'm shocked.
So what'd you do then?
I drove to the dealership, which was just a mile away,
yeah.
And they were closed.
Oh man!
So I drove home and I shut the car. I'm like, this car is dead. This car doesn't work. It's over.
Yeah, just
what'd you do?
Aaron Hernandez it in,
pretty much.
In someone's garage for months.
It's like having a dead animal in my driveway
exactly,
right now.
Yes.
And Gabara said he would send a loaner, and he's like, well, we can drive to the dealership, can't we? And I'm like, no, I really don't think so. Because you know what?
Did you say you can drive it, Steve?
People are pulling up alongside me going, hey, you know, waving their arms, like, you know, pointing at the back of my car like I don't know.
Did you pull up your phone like you were talking to someone just to piss them off anymore? Like, what?
That's crazy.
No, I was just like, hey. What am I going to do? I'm driving to the oil change place right now because that's when it started on Friday.
I've got no fucking sense of smell.
Were they going to help you fix it if you acknowledged them?
I don't know. I guess they just want me to stop and get the car towed right there.
What?
It smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
But I got to tell you, it feels like now I sort of agree with the people at this place that something is wrong with the car. But I can't believe that it didn't start when I drove out of there.
Yeah. That's really weird.
I know. So, yeah, this is going to be exciting.
It's fun.
So you'll probably get to hear about this
in
first
some circles.
Jim.
This is considered a piece of automotive art.
Oh, man, that sucks.
How's the contest going, Jim? Free dinner if you buy or lease a car from Mr. Jim Bentley?
It's going pretty well. We got two or three people in now, but we got quite a few lined up this week that should be coming in. So.
Nice. What's moving right now?
F-150s. F-150s
always
and Explorers.
F-150s.
Yeah.
I love the new Explorer. It's what we just got.
Oh, I love it, too.
Yeah.
I want one.
They're,
I gotta wait for,
they're fucking sharp, man.
I got to wait for my piece of shit car lease to run out before I get a new car.
Yeah, where'd you get that piece of shit lease? Wasn't it?
Piece
not
of
far
shit
from
elsewhere?
You, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty close to here. And I got a problem too.
What's wrong with your lease?
The guard in the front. You know when you kind of drive up to you drive too far in a parking spot and you hear that scraping because that guard is hitting.
Well, yep.
That whole thing fell down.
Oh boy.
And I had the same situation. I was driving Kate to work in Birmingham. I was like, Kate, on a Saturday. I said, you don't want to drive this. And it was scraping the whole entire way.
Yeah, boy.
And there must have been 500 people walking their dogs on this Saturday.
Are they all yelling at you?
Yes. The people looking
at
me.
Did you pick up your phone, pretend like you were talking on
no,
it?
No, I looked.
Just piss them off even more.
There was a guy in downtown Birmingham pointing like, your car. And I'm like, well, no shit. I know. You think I can't hear this thing scraping? So it's kind of rigged together now with a couple like
jerry rigged
coat hangers.
Oh, nice. That's always a great look.
It works.
It's horrible.
It's almost as good a look as under my driver's side door. That have you seen that where it's cracked? The whole frame is cracked.
No,
because I drove over a curb in a huff.
Yeah.
Ooh, what was the huff all about?
Charlotte and I were picking up food, and this where we're getting it from. You can't drive around the building and go out the other way. So you drive around the building, and then you're just hit with, oh, surprise, here's the dumpster. So I had to go in reverse.
And then
there were a bunch of cars trying to get in as I was going in reverse, and it was raining, and I just freaked out because I was in everyone's way. So I drove over a curb, and it just cracked and broke everything
off. Drive safely.
But that was months ago. I'm not getting it fixed. I'm just going to wait till I get, like, T-boned on the side.
Pieces of shit cars we all have.
Okay. Wait, there was somebody else, the same thing. Somebody had something wrong with their car and they got hit again. Or we were
slow
speculating
down.
That?
Well, yeah, there was something wrong with her vagina. The stripper pole girl who fell 20 feet.
Oh, that's right.
That she decided to get her vagina fixed when her neck was broken too. Yeah.
That certainly doesn't make your vagina sound very appealing.
Make it look like it was all one accident. Although I kind of just blew my cover by saying it was separate.
Hey, does anyone think that Hillary Clinton would actually run with Mike Bloomberg?
Oh, yeah, she would run with him.
So? Why? She's going to be second fiddle again?
But she's never been vice president
before. It's my turn.
Mike is 78. He could go down at any time.
And I haven't given up on her yet.
Could you imagine?
I could handle the second term.
First off, Bloomberg Clinton will not win. I don't care what anyone says.
Hello, Iowa.
She's a detriment to him. However, if they did win, could you imagine? If he did die in office, the conspiracy theories.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even start.
Well, the Clintons have killed 36 people already.
36? We're probably in the 50s or 60s.
What's one more?
I keep seeing new people. Other people. This FBI guy that was investigating, he just passed away suspiciously.
Oh, God.
I'm getting tagged in posts, so certain family members of mine want to make sure I see that stuff.
Do you really think that he would not accept her as candidate? Because she puts him right on the map.
He's already on the map with his billions, Drew.
He's not 65 million votes on the map.
He needs her firepower.
He doesn't need her.
Oh, I don't want her to be the vice president because I don't want her to be president.
I don't think he needs her, though. Why do you
think
he
so?
Needs her? No.
Well, because I think he's just a billionaire right now, and they're painting him as just a billionaire. He's just buying his way in.
Yeah.
No one's giving him any credit for his governing.
I'm back!
Didn't that happen in 2016? I mean, did Mike Pence push Trump over because, there's a legislator we can get behind? No.
Mike Pence wouldn't push anyone over.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't think Bloomberg really needs that.
I think there's a lot of people that really like Hillary Clinton.
I think her hatred is equal to her love.
I think it's a mixed bag.
I don't know. I disagree. I think there's a lot of Democrats that are like, can you just disappear?
She got 65 million votes.
And lost.
I know, but she barely lost. Barely. Barely.
Follow the money.
I don't want to say anything great about Hillary Clinton because I think she's a pain in the ass.
He just hired like one of her.
I don't know why she would want to be, but I can't imagine why she would even do it.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
Because it's just one step closer.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So then she would start over.
Just hired the White House social secretary under the Clintons. So I think that's another reason people are thinking that.
Michael Avenatti, guilty in the Nike extortion case. I think this came down at the end of the show.
Came down on Friday.
Oh, was it Friday? Okay, yeah. So we've totally missed it. This is just so fascinating to me. I knew he was guilty. I know he's guilty of more. There's cases coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a paraplegic who he got a large settlement for, and he put it in his own account and told the guy.
Which is his MO. That's
it's
what he
crazy.
Does. Yeah.
I haven't received the money yet, so I'm going to loan you $10,000, and we can just take it out of the agreement when I get the money.
I got an uncle with a wobbly leg. I can't stand that motherfucker. Leaning on shit all the time.
I mean, this is the scummiest, most ridiculous, horrible crap.
Yep. Remember when people wanted him to run for president?
Great lawyer. Quite a few wanted to run for president. In fact, Jeffrey Toobin today, and I thought this was interesting. He said he feels snookered by Michael Avenatti.
Well, yeah, not as much as his clients.
Because he said that Avenatti was on CNN dozens of times with him. And he was also a regular on Anderson Cooper. And Toobin feels that, you know, this exposure made him a giant name, and he's a big mouth. And he talks, you know, he's very anti-Trump.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's representing Stormy Daniels. He said he walked through Manhattan with him, like just walked a few blocks. And he said it was amazing how many people ran up and said, oh, Michael, you know, take on Trump. You can do it. Oh, and
well, he was good television, too.
He was just stunned that this guy, who was also on MSNBC regularly, that he became this giant thing. And he said, meanwhile, while this is going on, he felt that the legal case with Stormy Daniels, that Avenatti lawyered it in a way merely to gin up his battle with Trump. Not her best interest, but just a way to go head on with Trump. And Toobin said he lost every single judgment with Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
Not only does she owe Trump, she owed him $1.3 million.
Yeah. Didn't he steal her book advance, too?
He stole her GoFundMe, too.
Yeah.
He spent all her GoFundMe, and most of the GoFundMe, it sounds like, is spent on private jets that he took to Iowa, New Hampshire for the presidential.
Yeah, I remember and that.
He also took a private jet to London for a Trump protest.
And that's the one with Baby Trump, is, the Baby Trump
yeah.
balloon.
Yeah, this is her legal money. This is supposed to be her legal and security money. We were told, oh, she needs security at all times now, so that's what this GoFundMe's for. And Michael Avenatti is just spending it out his ass. And she called him on it, and somehow he got her to shut up.
He must have paid her whatever money he had.
Allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
So, it's interesting, though, that his bullshit, when he assaulted his girlfriend, his bankruptcy. I mean, he had multiple things back in the past, but he just bullshitted them all away, and no one ever questioned him. Yeah. And Tubin felt that, wow, we really helped make this guy into something gigantic when actually he's a complete fraud, and it's all there. And he was doing a shit job for Stormy Daniels and stealing her money, and yet while this is going on, he's becoming this actual... this sincere candidate for president who a lot of people really believed in. And Anderson Cooper had a very strange quote, I thought. He said, he said,
yes, it's hard, made it up.
It's hard to imagine a more dramatic fall. Now, I disagree. It wasn't a fall. He was already down there.
Yeah, he was never
sort of already a complete scumbag. He'd been stealing for decades. It was not a sudden fall at all.
Here's Anderson's other comment.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Here's this other one.
He's not going to ask me who has the biggest cock in Hollywood, is he?
He never apologized for that, did he?
No. Mm-mm.
Very interesting.
Avenatti, by the way, made the sign of the cross prior to the verdict being read, stared at the jury, looked down at the table, and then he told his lawyers, great job, you guys, and hugged one of them. And I'm sitting there going, did they really do a great job? You were convicted of all three.
Well, he was pretty...
He should have said, nice job, none
pretty,
of you.
Pretty fucking guilty.
No, I know.
And, you know, this guy, honestly, he was, if you think about it, this is a guy who could... He really did have ability. Mm-hmm. People started bringing, they knew what a mouthpiece he was. And so these tapes of R. Kelly having sex were brought to Michael Avenatti. He brought them out. The people, there was another case he was involved in. There was the Kavanaugh thing where he produces this woman who says she saw gangbangs at these Kavanaugh high school parties where people were lined up. It was in the New York Times.
Yeah.
It was everywhere. And it's just amazing.
That's probably why he got away with a lot of it, because people trusted him.
Well, he was
see him on TV and see him with these big cases.
If it wasn't for Stormy Daniels, I don't think he's anybody.
Who would trust him?
I don't.
Well, a lot of. I mean, just because he gets eyeballs and he has other big cases. Yeah.
Well, but if you really look at his background, though, he's full of shit. He's always full of shit. And the bankruptcy came up. And he said, oh, no, I sold out and I got my money. I didn't lose a cent. And, you know, fuck these guys, blah, blah. And they all said, no, that's not how it worked at all. He lost his ass. He owes us money. He owes them money. He owes them money.
I never went bankrupt.
But he just explains it away. It's always, you know, in a nice red bow. Isn't like Michael Avenatti explains it.
Isn't it great when there's a trial where Nike's the good guys?
Oh, my gosh.
That's how bad Avenatti is.
Yeah, he really fucked up.
But once again, he was trying to get the money instead of his client that was supposed to be suing him.
Well, it sounds to me like he should go to jail for a long, long time.
Yeah, three,
a long
three
time.
Counts of federal extortion.
But that's just the beginning. There's more coming. I mean, these legal cases where we hid money from people, judgments. That's, I don't know. My friend, one of my best friends, defends lawyers, and I'm always incredulous when they fuck clients.
Yeah.
That he goes, you know, he'll probably lose his law license for a year and he might go to jail for 90 days. And I'm like, that's all? But he stole $300,000. Well, you know, it's not that simple. But it is that simple. There was really an estate. Well, he took $300,000 out of it. Well, he was borrowing it. He was going to pay it back.
Is that lawyers protecting lawyers? Is that all that is?
I thought so, and eventually he admitted I was absolutely right, that the guy was stone cold guilty.
Your friend called Avenatti, too.
Well, I was watching court TV. I think I found a loophole in your case. I'm going to talk to the judge about a writ of habeas corpus. I'll put the system on trial.
Well, how about remember
from Cable Guy, right?
Yeah. How about the doctor and the pharmacist and how she got nothing? She got nothing in that trial.
Which case?
The pharmacist documentary, the lady who was writing all the scripts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh, I
know. Incredible.
They're nailed dead to rights, and they get nothing.
Mark, how many parts is that, by the way?
4.
Okay, good.
It's really good.
If I were a doctor, I'd be livid about that. I'd be like, fuck her.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't seem that lawyers feel quite
the
same way.
She got her karma, though.
Oh, yeah, she did. She damn sure did. Wow, did she get it.
She still doesn't think she did anything wrong.
That's a great doc. How far in are we, Jim?
About 2:30.
Okay.
What can you do? Medicine's not a science.
Why don't you hit the outro?
I guess we don't have time to talk about Ray Parker Jr.'s house being for sale.
Ray Parker Jr.'s house?
See that?
It's funny. I just heard some news about Ray Parker Jr., but it was good news. What's the deal with his house?
Childhood home is on the market in Detroit.
Oh, as his childhood home?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're asking for a lot of extra since it was Ray Parker Jr.'s home?
I hope not, because they're only asking for $1,000. What makes me laugh is the Free Press has a picture, two pictures of the home.
Yeah.
Which it's weird that they couldn't send somebody out to take a picture of the home. They just had the pictures from Google Maps Street View. And the one on the left is from 2009, and the one on the right is from June of 2019. Look at the difference in the picture.
Yeah, boy. Oh, my God.
Like, the free Press or News couldn't send one person to take their own picture, maybe on their way home.
I don't think anybody's been doing the landscaping, because there's a bush that's just grown mad in the last decade.
It's 10 years.
You can't see the house.
You can't see the house.
Yeah. I guess it's a total piece of shit, and they want $1,000 because... I hope the person that buys it isn't afraid of no ghosts.
It's a disaster. 10 years ago, it was a disaster.
I know. It can't be any better.
And this thing, oh, my God, I'd be scared of that bush.
Is it?
Look at that thing.
Jeez. That's what she said.
Wow. Well, like us on Facebook.
Bush.
We'll have a Facebook Live tomorrow. Trudy will be back.
Yeah, hopefully Brandon. Get well soon.
Aw.
I feel like there's something going on this week.
Oh, I'll be there.
Don't remember what. But, yeah, and rate us on iTunes, too. Appreciate all the people that have been giving us ratings on iTunes. I know there's a lot of new ones in there. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, I said get out of my house.
That's a nice place.